That's right. Cousin Joe Show is where it's at. Yeah, the Cousin Joe Show will be right back.
Welcome to the Cousin Joe Show.
Welcome.
You know, I was going through all the old shows.
I'm so sorry.
Well, you should be. Because I didn't notice till I was going through each one. You start every show like the vampire thing.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's your thing.
It's like a thing. I ended on the same thing, too.
Well, I know about that. That's just making fun of a retarded person that we know.
Call her that. She was very nice to say thank you, Cousin Joe, for us.
How dare you? Oh, I was talking about a different thing. Okay. Joining us, contrary to the intro song, Ian, as well as Dan.
Hey, what up?
Just breaking irrational times balls. Welcome in the chat. I'm just taking a look now. So I can't look at it during the intro. Cause
what can't you look at?
The chat.
Oh, it's there.
Because then, you know, it would show up on...
They spelled you Cussin' Joe. C-U-S-S-I-N.
I've seen that before.
Ah.
I like the wordplay there.
Thank you. I got Dan look smart with those dad glasses. There so I can see.
Oh, did you forget to take them off before we
went
live?
And then I saw the live shot, and I was like, ah, God damn it. Just like the screen just reflected
in it.
Why
don't you just get contacts like me?
Because, I don't know, man. I gotta go to a doctor.
You have to go to a doctor for glasses.
I know. I just wear the same glasses until they break, and then I'm fucked.
Well, you should probably get... All right, I'm not gonna turn
this is America, to... Joe.
Okay. Fair enough. Now, we got a couple things to cover before we get into things. As you know, Dan made a checklist about 2 weeks ago. It's longer than I thought.
But, I'm going to keep adding to it, too.
Well, there is something to check off. You already checked off P.O. Box.
Yeah, that was last week.
Okay, well, there's another thing.
I like this. Every week we're checking things off. This is exciting.
I have uploaded the last 8 shows, the last 2 months, to the audio feed. It's the RSS feed. Is feeds.feedburner.com/cousinjoe.
Audio uploaded.
Now, you'll only find the first 4, or for the most recent 4 shows uploaded, because Royce got lazy and stopped uploading after
the first 4. Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
I don't know. I probably should.
Maybe if you didn't wait 8 weeks and send them all at once, maybe he could just upload them one at a time.
Well...
Now you're going to do this, and he's going to call, he's going to yell at you.
Well, all right, this is fair enough.
And then I got to listen to Mommy and Daddy fighting, and I feel these memories of a kid. I don't like it.
Okay, all right.
I got to drink more.
I take back what... Yeah.
I got to get McDonald's on the way home then.
I take back
the feelings go away.
I take back what I said.
You know what this does to me?
I take back what I said.
Okay.
So, the rest of the shows will be uploaded in due time. No one's rushing anybody. And I will keep continuing to upload more. Again, it's feeds.feedburner.com/cousinjoe for... your RSS needs. Not entirely sure what an RSS feed is. I get the general idea, but for those of you who use it and know, then there you go. So that's done. Last week we got the P.O. box.
We did. This week we got audio.
I am
every week.
Right.
I'm going to tackle something new.
No, for a second I thought you meant that the audio is working. That's something we figured out.
No, we do have the audio working, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, I'm terribly sorry, Ian, but there was no panties in the box.
It turns out.
It's okay. It would take time. They got to soil the panties first.
You got to break them in.
They got to get them right for you.
I'm sure that's the plan.
I feel like I should play Dennis's new promo that he sent me 2 minutes before the show.
You're so lucky, Frozen Agent said, that I'm assuming because Royce is hanging out with Mitch, he will not call into the show.
Okay.
You have gotten a reprieve.
Oh, I skated. Wow. Okay. Chicago Bear wants to know what you're drinking, Dan.
Oh, I got a Sam Adams, and then I'm going to follow that up with Unbex.
Double fisting.
Because I ran out of Sam.
Okay. I agree, Whitey. I'm disappointed Royce isn't calling in. But, okay.
He could still call in and yell at you. I'm just saying you might get lucky.
No, I think I am.
Okay.
Getting lucky, because I think the phone would have rang already. Talking about it's a rotary phone next to you, and you have to pick it up. The phone would have...
Cousin Joe Show.
The bell would have been tinging.
Who may I connect you to?
So, no panties for Ian. No fireworks or drugs for me.
Yet.
Yet.
Yep.
The box is young.
However, from... How'd you say his name, Wolf?
Omega Wolf.
Omega Wolf.
Yeah, I did. It took me a long time to figure that out.
We got this... You know, smart. I gotta be honest. He sent me a DM about this before we even got the P.O. box.
Yeah.
And it was like a close-up of... Look how nice this is. Look how sweet and how cool. He etched, engraved, or had it engraved. Let me try it. There we go. Look at that. Right into the bottle. And it was just a close-up of that. He must have taken it in the dark because it looked like a black bottle. So I'm thinking, all right, this very nice listener took the time and effort to do that. That's really nice. It is. But it's also a mason jar of some homemade liquor. And I don't know if I want to be drinking that. And then I get it, and it's this, in this, like, gift bag. Where is it? Look at this. Look at this.
It's all fancy.
It is very fancy.
Look at that.
I've never... You guys heard of this? Old Smoky Moonshine, Tennessee.
Old Smoky.
It's a real actual... He didn't make it in his bathtub. It was made by a
prospector.
Yeah, and it's sealed. So
I made this for you.
Probably not tonight, but this is a new moonshine that we will be trying. So thank you very much, Omega.
Omega Wolf. Wolf, yeah.
Omega's.
He used the numbers as letters.
That's what throws
me off.
That's
what the kids do now.
Right, okay. Well, I don't know if he's in the chat. He usually is, but...
That's super nice. Thank you.
It really is. It's very, dare I say, sweet.
A lot of people are telling you to drink the moonshine.
Well, I mean...
Drink it. Drink it, pussy.
It's Jesus.
Drink the moonshine.
Good God.
Don't be a bitch. It's all right.
Well, we just started the show.
We could set a goal. How about a certain goal? Joe takes some moonshine.
Speaking of that, we did reset. It's October.
We had to reset the goal.
Happy October!
And what does that mean?
Nothing.
Okay. So, we didn't hit the goal last month, which was for...
We did miss a show last month, too. But
No, but I extended it.
That's true. Joe loves extends.
I do. So... If we hit the goal this month, we'll do this again. Dan will read from my 2007 stand-up composition.
Or better yet, your 2019 script.
You're an asshole. you're a complete asshole.
You missed the show where me and Joe watched the entire film and commented on it.
Well, that's... No.
Oh, different
script? I'm talking about the script that he gave us tonight.
Oh, that script.
Show.
I'm sorry.
Seven
I thought you were talking about his movie.
It's not a script.
It's a script.
It's... A page.
Let me see.
No.
You don't want me to see it?
No one can see the words, but look how
asshole.
Big it is.
Asshole!
No one can read it.
Get it out of there. It's my stand-up for tomorrow night, so far.
Chapter one.
No, it's... First of all, you're like...
It was the funniest of times.
It was the hackiest of times.
Sometimes I don't like you guys.
When?
You're making it sound... You're making my prospects sound better than they are. You're talking about it like I have all this material. Like
it's a lot of words.
We didn't not say even that. A full page.
Yeah. It's a lot of words.
I have to do a lot more. And yes, they're just words.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean it's good. It doesn't mean it's funny. There's one bit on here that you know I wrote months ago.
I love that bit.
I do too. It's the only thing on this page I'm proud of.
Yeah.
So I have to really work on this, and I have less than 24 hours.
I told you,
you've got
to just chop down some of the wording.
Yeah, but
it's a little too you don't have to give everyone like an 8-year backstory.
Okay, I get it.
You can just
it's not the show.
Set it up.
Just
tell the jokes.
Got it.
Yeah, you don't have to fill 2 hours. It's just 5 minutes.
Right.
But you have to pee in a cup during it. You can
just
talk.
This is the weird thing.
Yeah.
I have no problem filling 2 hours doing this. Actually, it's not so weird. Because I'm sitting with you, my close friends. I'm comfortable.
We'll be there. Well, I'll be there.
On stage for 5 minutes, I don't think I could fill... Two, as of right now.
Right.
At least not with funny shit. I might take your advice and do the...
No,
Dan
please.
Just made a face
at
me if you're listening on the RSS audio feed.
Go on, no, go on. What advice?
I mean, I'm taking your advice as it is.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that I printed that out to show you guys before the show.
I've only done it a decade. Don't bother with my advice.
No. I'm saying I value that, and I'm obviously taking that. I'm talking about... Your advice saying I should do, like, storytelling stand-up.
I think you should work up to storytelling eventually.
Not tomorrow night?
I don't think you're going to be able to do a 5-minute story. Because your stories are too much... You have too much backstory with your stories.
I drone on in my stories.
It's not even that. It's just not that... It's not stage-ready.
Yeah.
None of this is stage-ready.
No, but an open mic, by definition, is you working out shit out loud. You don't... You're not supposed to care if you bomb. You're not supposed to care how it goes.
I do. I really do.
Right. We all do. But you want to learn what gets the laugh, even if it's an accident. So you know how many bits you probably come up with, and Dan, you can attest, like
always tags
record, or bits.
Always record your audio.
You don't know where the funny's going to
come
from.
We're going to record video tomorrow, obviously.
Right. Yeah.
But you always record audio when you're doing it, because you're going to find shit that you didn't, you know, you're going to say something off the cuff or whatever, and it's going to be funnier than the shit you wrote. That's just how it is.
That sounds very likely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll have videos so you make poo-poos on stage. We'll have that.
Right. Maureen, wait, you're actually doing stand-up tomorrow?
We should sign up right now.
Did we not? The only reason I've been
talked about it last
panicking
week.
This week is because I thought
we're doing it tomorrow.
I thought you said last week on the show that I'm doing it tomorrow.
We're doing it tomorrow. Dennis said it. I said it last week on the show. You said it last week on the show.
This is my last.
We've been kicking this can down the road
to move it.
We
again.
Have been kicking this can down the road.
Look, you two have been doing stand up for years, right?
Yes.
Have you ever gotten a period in your whatever time life where weeks go by and you just feel like you're not in a funny mood and you feel like
most weeks,
most of my life.
Yeah.
That's how I've been feeling. So
then you're a
you
comic.
Know how that is trying to sit on the couch with a. Pen and notepad in your lap.
Well, you
in
can't
the
force
silence.
It. You can't force it.
Of course
it.
Not. But that's
you
what I've been
something
doing.
And you, jot it
you know
down.
What you should do with that, at that point? Write down seven things you hate. Seven things you hate.
In general?
Yeah, in general.
In, you know, just to make a list.
Right.
Moonshine.
Should right. it go, like, in order from, like, the most
No, you don't have to make a
top.
It's not fucking David Letterman.
Extrapolate.
Okay.
And extrapolate, you know, what you feel about those things and find what's funny about that.
Okay.
Chicago wants to know if I'm me and Ian are. Ian won't be there.
Probably not.
I'll jump on just because why not? Might as well work on some shit while I'm there, right?
So let me just get this straight.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way I can get out of this.
I wouldn't do it if I were you.
If you want to get out of it, you can get out of it. I'm just saying.
Sorry,
we've
did
been
you hear?
Kicking, yeah, I know Ian said that.
I like that.
He's enabling you. I know.
It's not enabling. You know, who cares?
If you don't want to do it, we never have to do it.
Yeah, if you don't want to do it, don't do it.
No, I have to.
It's just that you told, you know, you said you were going to. And if you want to be a liar,
well,
I mean, that's fine.
Why are you
a liar?
Why are you doing it?
It's something I've wanted to do for a while is get back on stage.
Right.
It's just that right now,
you know,
I'm not prepared.
Who the fuck are you? Oh, come on. Who's that?
I am very sad that we did not hit goal last month, Mr. Barishell.
It's not my name.
But I am optimistic for this month.
Thank you, Frozen Asian. I am too. Oh, what's this?
Sounds good.
It's very laid back.
Oh, you ladies pop your pussy like this.
Where, how do they find
Shake
these things?
Your body, don't stop, don't miss. Mm. Oh, you ladies pop your pussy like this. Shake your body.
Oh.
You know what?
Oh.
It's like people say about having kids or getting married. About it. There's never a good time.
Right.
So you're never, if you want to do it, just do it tomorrow. You're never going to have a good time. You're never going to feel good.
Well, it's not just that. It's prepared or ready. I don't feel ready to do it tomorrow.
No one's ever ready.
But I'm never going to, right?
No, you won't.
Even if I write for 6 months, I'm never going to.
No, write for 6 months.
Here's the thing. Don't sit down and say, I have to write my set now.
Well, I do because I'm going on stage tomorrow.
You can't summon the muse. You can't summon the muse.
Fuck, when's the first time we mentioned this? A month and a half ago?
Not a nice thing to call him.
It's not twice or three times. But
I was trying to get your attention.
I'm not.
But you didn't write during any of that time.
I tried to. I wrote some notes. I wrote
right.
like outlines, thought right. starters.
Uh-huh. You drew boobs. I know.
But you're right. I never actually fleshed out.
Because
like
it's fucking hard.
Yeah.
It is hard.
Premises are easy, man. Punchline jokes
I told
are fucking
you
hard.
The show. I got a list full of premises. I have hardly any jokes.
So,
yeah, but that's what joke start as. I mean, my list of premises, trust me, it's
yeah,
not
exactly.
fucking brilliant.
I have Google Docs of premises. And
yeah, I have the same thing. You hope you work it into something eventually.
You know what, though, Joe? Even if you just take three premises, right?
Yeah.
And go on stage and just talk out loud. Just rant. Because, again, you're not trying to be polished at an open mic. Eventually, you'll want to tell the same joke 20, 30 times and get it down to that... You know, the essence of what is funny about it.
Right.
And find the punchline and the beats.
The problem is you're putting this too high up on a... Like I said, it's because you're doing it for the show. If you had just been going to mics
like if
for
I was
like
smart
weeks and not telling anyone...
Yeah, if I was smart.
And then you showed up tomorrow
mm-hmm.
and did it, you would have been comfortable.
Maybe.
But you're not. You're
more comfortable.
Pushing yourself right. to do everything at once. You know, like when you're trying to come too hard and you can't come, you know, like that type of thing?
Like, Joe,
you know, I take too many pills.
Even the story right. you told last week about your aunt with the anal sex, like, that's funny.
That's a great story.
Like, there's no reason you can't
I wouldn't do
with
it
that.
On the early show, but yeah.
Right? But right. that's funny.
Well, we gotta briefly, and we'll get back to all this. Obviously, I am gonna do it tomorrow.
All right.
Oh, Heather's in the chat. Hey, Heather. I am unfortunately going to be doing Rhino.
Oh, shit.
I'll be at Rhino tomorrow at...
Heather, you going to come out?
This is, yeah.
She's probably booked. She's funny.
She is.
She's usually booked.
This is the thing. Dan, are we doing 8 or 10:30?
8 if you can keep it...
Clean?
A little less abortion-y.
There's no abortion jokes on this
one. I'm impressed with that,
by the way. That was all pretty clean.
That was fairly clean, yeah.
In fact, it's all clean. It's scary clean.
But I can't talk about blowing myself at 8 o'clock. I gotta wait.
What are they gonna do?
Are you gonna talk about blowing yourself, though?
I don't know yet.
Do you blow yourself?
He did once.
Once, when I was 16.
Full blowjob? Came?
Well, I got the... I was jerking off.
And that wasn't enough?
16. No, it wasn't. I was laying on my back in bed.
First he wet his hand.
I've told the story so many times on the show.
I think I've heard it, but
please. Well, I'll just tell again briefly. I got my legs over my head. And one hand on each ass cheek, I pushed the Jesus head of my Christ. Dick in my mouth, and I was already jerking off, and I had been jerking off. So I was jerking off, and then the head of my dick's in my mouth, and you know when you're about to come, you can't, like, move, you're paralyzed?
Not really.
Okay, well, I came on my face.
So hot.
Full load?
Like, on my nose and on my cheek, yeah. And then
he went like, ugh, and like rubbed it all
no,
in.
No, I got...
Then he called his aunt.
That would be gay. I got off the bed with my face towards the ceiling like the Exorcist and grabbed, of course, a Wendy's napkin and rubbed my face before it could drip down onto my lip because that would be gay and weird.
Mm-hmm.
So...
That's the gay and weird part.
But me wearing panties is gay.
Yeah.
I never said that.
You did say that.
You
called me a faggot, I believe.
Oh.
Heather says, I will come out if Joe will do this set absolutely.
Well, I'm going to have to. So
now you got Heather there, man.
The only thing... Wow, apparently there's people in here that hadn't heard that story. No, I didn't swallow my own jizz, Lisa. It just landed
on
my
face. Not that
time.
He didn't have done the time.
And, you know, that was the only time I blew myself or tried to. Or mm-hmm. It's the only time my dick was in my mouth.
Right.
All right?
Your dick.
It's the only time any dick was in my mouth.
Okay.
Tina T. Abortion jokes, Joe. Well, when I did stand up in 2007, that was a lot of my material. I thought shock equal funny.
If we hit the amount this month, I can read all about it for you
Dan
guys.
Dan will read my joke book from 2007, which is so cringe.
I will deliver it.
It's so hard to see an abortion joke the full way through. That's the problem.
Lisa, that's impressive, Joe. You know how much surgery Marilyn Manson had to blow himself? It's true. I didn't need to get any ribs taken out.
Just dignity.
So, but explain.
Luckily, yeah, no.
There's two times tomorrow.
There's an 8 o'clock,
right?
Which is like a kind of a. They said R-rated, clean R. They called it.
So I can't say cunt.
A
I
clean
can't talk
R.
About my dick in
you
my
can
mouth.
Curse, but it's like a cleaner. It's still R, like you might see in an R-rated movie,
right?
But you know, you're not. Yeah, you don't want to go heavy with the. So I'm fisting this broad. You don't want to go into that
when
kind of stuff.
When do I do a dice impression?
It's not an impression.
Oh.
You don't want to go into that shit.
Like I'm Italian?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's just your Italian talk.
I sound like that a little bit when I get excited.
When you get, yeah, you get...
You're right.
Right before he comes into his own mouth.
Right before he comes into his mouth. Yes.
I never came in my mouth.
I'm going to come, bro.
Well, can I step in for a second?
Yeah.
Me saying you came in your mouth, that's called comedy. So when you do your jokes, don't tell the truth.
Oh.
It's not called the truth club. It's called a comedy club.
Oh, shit.
It's called... Twist and exaggerate.
You're very condescending.
No, not at all. Like helpful. It. Helpful.
It's not helpful.
Sorry.
The way you put that.
Sorry.
Tina T's agreeing. You did shame Ian. You did shame Ian.
Thank you, Tina T.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, fine. Fair enough. I was 16 or 15. So there's the other difference. I'm justifying it that way.
And then there's the 10:30, which is just
okay.
Whatever.
Anything goes.
You want to go up there and spread your asshole?
Literally?
I don't know. Figuratively?
Do you want to spread your asshole?
I wouldn't open with it.
Can I read what Heather said, Dan? Only because I know you...
Look,
this is
going to
be my first time there. I don't want to shit on anybody. I'm not saying she is. I just don't know if this is... Heather saying about the time spots.
You can curse, but if the owner finds it on the offensive side, she gets weird about it and will blacklist, kind of. Which means she won't book you.
Right.
However, the 10 p.m. mic, you can be blue or literally no one stays for.
Okay, so...
So we're kind of better off going to 8.
Okay.
If you can just keep it a little...
Because I have to have people there to embarrass myself in front of.
Why does it got to be a Friday, though? Can't we just go to a regular...
Because it was the one that's... Joe will only go within 4 feet of his house.
We could find better mics that aren't... That are on other...
I mean, if you want to go on a Wednesday, we can go all the way up to fucking Kingston to Andy's. I've
never heard of this place. Yeah, Kingston, we can
go to Albany.
Because it's only nearby.
We go to New York City. We happen to live close to that. Like a real mic.
Look, no, you don't want to take him to that for the first time back.
I'm in the room.
What?
We already announced.
Me and Ian are trying to have a conversation, Joe. If you just stop interrupting.
I'm terribly sorry.
Yeah. Okay, so tomorrow night. What did we announce?
That I'm doing it tomorrow night, so I can't back out now. So it's going to be tomorrow. My point is, I know there's at least one. I feel bad. Maureen said she canceled something last Friday.
Yeah.
It was right when we ended the show. Yeah. I felt bad. That's crazy. Because she thought I was doing the stand-up.
We're very sorry that Joe is a very indecisive person.
Well, you weren't around last Friday.
Motherfucker, about the 3 weeks before that when you canceled.
I didn't cancel. Something always happened that wasn't my fault.
That you didn't want to do it. That's what came up.
Well, that was a bonus.
Yeah.
That was a side bonus, but yeah.
Right.
But my point is, if there are people that live locally and want to come, what time should we tell them to come, Dan? 8 o'clock?
I mean, you're going to get people out on the 8 o'clock.
Okay. All right. So 8 o'clock tomorrow at... Rhino, what is it called?
Rhino Comedy. It's in Suffern,
New York.
I mean, you know.
See, now I was debating doing the Joey Boom Boom Coletta character, Hillbilly Harry. Oh, please throw fireworks on the floor. Like, I don't have to use the red ones that you threw.
I feel like...
No, I have those...
I feel like maybe we should just start with comedy, and then we'll work on Carrot Top after, you know, we get in there a little bit.
No, not to be funny, just for it wouldn't goof be. For the... I know.
Yeah. Why don't you just shoot the room up? Why don't you just go full Joker? Go like Aurora and shit and just kill people?
Yeah, but that didn't actually...
That
wasn't even a Joker fan.
That's...
He was just...
All right.
His hair was purple or some shit.
Right, so I'm not going to do the Boom Boom character.
How about no props?
If you're a new listener, someone had the idea on the show that I'd go up and tell a joke, and after Heather, every joke, I throw a firecracker on
like a snap.
Heather is saying Rhino is a fucking weird room if you're doing dirty shit. Stuff that usually kills will fall flat. Audience is kind of prudish.
Oh, this is terrible.
And Heather would know because Heather does Heather does some dirty fucking shit.
Yeah. All right. So
and then she tells jokes.
Thanks a lot. Thanks. Thanks a lot, Dan, for picking this room for me.
Who the fuck are you?
You picked the room for me?
No, he knows you won't travel.
If people cancel their plans and come to Rhino, you'll actually do it anyway. Here's definitely Wonderwall.
Your fave tune. So you mean this time when people cancel their plans and come to Rhino, you'll actually do it? Anyway, here's Wonderwall. This doesn't sound like Wonderwall to me. Oh, for Christ's sakes. I just thought there were no more versions for them to find.
They found another one.
They always find a different version. Oh. That's fucking
dope. That was really good.
But thank you, your fave tunes. So, alright.
I mean, if you want to go to one of the other mics, we can go to one of the other mics. The problem is you're going to have to go somewhere. Like, we're not going to be 10 minutes from your house.
Where do you get this that I don't venture out more than 10 minutes away from me?
Because you don't. I mean, you did for Stanhope.
That
was Stanhope.
I've done it before. I've met you guys and hung out at that same place for...
When?
Years ago.
A couple times.
Yeah, thank you.
How many years ago was that?
I don't know.
Two.
The last time you asked me. What?
Who the fuck are you?
Thank you.
Hey, boys, hope you're having a good week. Friday's show is hilarious.
It won't be.
Cheers. Hey, remember when music was good?
The 90s. What? Oh. Thank you, Chicago Bear. Is he saying this is good? I'm a little confused. Can I admit that I used to like this?
It's got a good groove.
I used to, when I was 18, yeah, I was into the...
Can I admit that I've cried listening to Only God Knows Why? I mean, when it came out, I was in like high school.
You can.
Okay, I just did. So that happened.
Chose a cowboy.
Another tip from Heather. Rhino chooses when you go up. You don't get to choose your spot, and sometimes there's like 30 bozos.
I thought it goes in the order of who signs
just
up.
Just go to a real mic. Forget this fucking shithole.
We'll go to a real
Come
mic.
Come out like on a Tuesday or Wednesday. I'll go.
Where do you want to go? Where do you want to do...
Just pick one.
We can do Tuesday. We got... There's Tapped in Middletown.
That's fucking far and inconvenient.
Is it?
It's like an hour and a half away,
same
man.
Same amount from to Middletown from here?
Isn't it?
No, from here it's
I feel like this is something we should be discussing off air.
Fine.
But just for, again, the listeners, even if it's one.
Go to Olives. That's right here in Nyack.
Can you stop?
Sorry.
Even if it's just one that's going to come out, I think they should have the information, and it's accurate. We're going to do this tomorrow night at Rhino, right, Dan?
That's your decision.
If listeners come out, though, they don't know when you're going up. It might be 2 hours in.
Yeah, they could be sitting there waiting.
That's annoying. Do you
want to
do that?
Long.
Dude, open
mics. I think
mics.
You shouldn't tell anyone when you're going up, and we should just record
right.
it and put it on the show.
Open mics are a punishment.
All right, well.
Open mics are hell, by the way. Yeah, anyone who doesn't know.
Well, you want to explain?
Explain what?
For those who don't
why
know.
They're hell?
Yeah. Why they're hell?
Because
they're
it's a
all
series
people
of awful
working
hack.
On shit that's not ready. Right. It's that. It's, that. It's people working on shit that isn't ready, and it's hacks who just go up there and go, oh, abortion.
You know what it is?
Pussy.
No, it's not even that. It's,
ha, ha, ha.
It's like comedy karaoke.
So like the Slaughter yeah. stand-up competition, like that?
It's worse than that. It's as long, yeah. though. It's oh. as long as it.
Okay.
No, it's not good,
but see,
man.
Joe Mattress's open mic on YouTube, just go live. I told this motherfucker to do that.
Yeah,
he
that's
won't do
probably
it.
The way to do it.
He won't do it.
What are you talking about?
Just live
just
stream
do it,
it
live right here.
Oh, here?
Fucking stand over there.
That is interesting.
We'll run a mic to you.
Well, we can. I can do a set. You can
Ian,
do a set.
Yeah, Ian and I will read the heckles to you so you know how you're being heckled.
Instead of going tomorrow?
You could just stand right fucking there and read your fucking script to everybody.
It's not the same as being on stage, though. It's not.
It's not going to. What do you think it's going to be like at a mic? No
terrible.
Be.
That's yeah. a good point.
It's going to be. We're just going to save ourselves some gas. That's all we're going to do.
But if he wants to get back in, he has to jump in the pool at some point, too. You
at some point, he dips his tootsies in.
But,
but I'm saying because we've been teasing people for weeks.
And they want to hear his jokes.
They want to hear
yeah,
Joe's
that's
material.
Fair. That's a good point.
And they don't want to have Dennis give us the link to the fucking.
Okay. That's fair.
Stop.
We don't want to watch that again.
No, we don't. I got to read Heather again. I want to see you go up, but. If I would suggest not doing Rhino if it's your first time back up.
All right. I think you got to take Heather's advice because she's booked like a motherfucker.
All
like,
right.
Heather's fucking good.
I know.
We've had her on the show
yeah.
before we came back.
For our triumphant return.
For our triumphant return.
Yeah, do Andy's yeah. in Kingston. Do one of the real
but
mics.
Kingston's further than Middletown is.
Oh, see, I'm thinking for me it's not. Okay.
Yeah,
so
well, from you.
Right, from
yeah.
here, I see. Okay.
You're not going.
I'll go on a Tuesday or Wednesday. I'm not giving a prime weekend time.
Do literally any other mic to get back on stage, but not Rhino is too sanitized. This is what I get for trying to help Joe. See, isn't it a good thing that's a professional here?
I mean, yeah. So we not doing this tomorrow?
Heather's saying it's a bad idea, man.
All right, so we should find a different room.
I want to have you have
an
enjoyable experience so you can
I do too.
Jump back in the saddle.
I'll tell you, I think I know what Heather's talking about. I mean, to a very small degree, because I checked out pictures of this place and I saw nothing but millennial queers that just are looking to be offended.
Well, I've done the room a bunch of times.
Oh,
I headlined that room last year.
It just seemed like
it was fine. Janice and Rose came out. I did a half hour there. It was great. But you know, it depends on what you got. Oh, what's that? I wonder what that is.
I don't know. I'm not clicking it.
Oh, okay.
No one should either.
If anyone else in the chat clicks it, just let us know what that is.
Don't. You don't have to. You don't have to. And you never should. And Dennis, Western Echo, oddly enough, is my producer who's doing...
He's producing.
...things he knows I don't want done.
Producing content.
We're not doing this again.
He's producing content for you.
Not doing it again.
It's okay.
Not playing that again. So...
You should just put yours on YouTube like mine is, Joe. Just put
Irrational
it up there
Times,
so everyone can find it.
Although it would be funny to see Joe in a sanitized environment... All right, look.
Not the first time. I don't agree with that. The first time.
Okay. I think we should talk about this after the show, figure it out.
But in the meantime, cancel tomorrow.
That was part of what we were going to figure out.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, look. Follow me on
Frozen Nation. Too late, I clicked it. Let us know how it goes, Frozen Nation. Thank you.
Please don't.
Let us know if it's anything we should check out sometime.
Just X out that box on the top right. Just hit X. Look, follow at...
How leather was Joe's jacket? Very.
100%.
Yep.
Real. Follow me on Twitter, Joe Coletta or Cousin Joe Show, either one. And I'll, after the show, tweet
Saturday. What he will tweet whether he did Friday night or not.
No. Because again, if someone wants to come out, so I'm just reading the chat.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I don't want to.
But now think about this too. Like another aspect of this, if you don't know when you're going up, you might have to be hanging out with these people for a long time.
I don't mind.
Do you know them?
No.
What if you don't like them?
The fans of the, I hate using that word, the people
don't
that,
use it.
The people that tune into the show and okay. have for months. So we have our sense of humor in common, I'm sure.
But Joe, maybe one or two people who listen to the show might actually be there. The point's not about them being there. The point's about giving them your set.
Yes.
So it doesn't have to be at Rhino.
But I agree.
We have to do it eventually.
Oh, no, I know. I'm fully aware.
We got to rip the Band-Aid off.
No, I get it. And again, Heather.
Yeah, and Tina would like you to show your face, all of it.
Oh, yeah, you got it. You did that thing again where you're off camera.
Move. Did I move?
Yeah, you
I'm
moved.
I'm also in the dark, right?
No, you're not.
Is that better?
Well, give me a second. Now it's better. Now just stand, you're sit still like someone's painting your portrait. There you go. Don't
How's
move.
That?
Don't
I will
move.
Not move again.
Do not move a muscle. I got to read Heather again. That's it. Not the first time. Once you get comfortable again, fine, but you're going to hate yourself like more so than we comics already do hate ourselves after a mic if you do Rhino. Alright, so alright, we gotta figure out another place.
Lisa says you should talk about missionaries interrupting you sucking your own wiener. That would suck if they rang the doorbell. Can I talk to you about Christ? That's you.
I get it.
Okay.
I get it.
I'm glad you got it. Frozen Asian wants to know who Joey Coletti is. I think he's a comic.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What else did I miss in the chat?
Merch swore that stand-up is dead. Probably not that wrong.
Who?
Someone swore that Merch... Louis Radio said Merch swore that stand-up is dead.
Oh, I thought Merch was in the chat. That's why no. I asked. Okay.
No, they're all... doing stuff.
Yeah, that's why Royce didn't call in.
You were invited to that.
See, but I knew I was going to get this. Look.
What?
I stopped being a fucking pussy. I'm going to scroll up. Just fucking do it.
No, there's a few ways to look at it, but it's not being a pussy if you try to put yourself in a better position to succeed.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, we'll talk about it after the show. I'll tweet out what we're going to do.
Okay, so everyone follow Joe Coletta.
1L, 2Ts.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll figure it out. I mean, the worst that happens, if we find a different place, that's not next week, not in a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
Next show, I will do the thing here. You know, your idea of...
Okay.
You know. I'll have to clean up. But yeah, I'll do it here.
People just want to see you read your script. That's all. They want to see you read
it. It's not a script.
It's a script. You have actions on it. You have the part where you want them to bring the lights down for you.
All right. So, how long till you guys felt comfortable after doing open mics?
I went to 3 open mics to watch to see, like, kind of like
how long ago did
get
you start?
The vibe. 10 years ago in August. It was 10 years. It's been over 10 years.
All right.
And then I went up, and unfortunately, when I went, the only place near me was a bringer mic, so I had to bring 10 people. I ended up bringing 14. So, like, the first time I went up, it's like, well, this is either going to hit, or these people are going to fucking hate me for dragging them out on a fucking Thursday, Wednesday night, whatever the fuck it was. And it went well. Like, I was lucky, and I met fucking Steph Vanacore has been on the show. I met, Paul Byrne. I met a bunch of comics.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
And it ended up going well. I mean, the owner liked me, and he put me on some pro shows and whatever. But
so you guys did it the right way. I've mentioned before on the show, so just briefly recap for any new listeners. In 2007, when I did this, I joined and paid for a comedy class.
Yeah, that's a great idea, too. You can do that.
By none. No, it's not a great idea.
I've done that. That's my first time.
It's a complete waste of
really?
Money.
Really? You paid the first time you went up?
You did it.
I didn't know that.
Did you also study under...
No.
Genius comic
Bob Gonzo. I did not.
Who also has books out on how to pick up women. What a slimy piece of shit. I think it was $200.
How does he pick up
for
women?
For 3 months. He doesn't.
Oh.
He does.
That's a shitty book.
Well, those who can do, those who can't teach.
Is that a Chinese saying?
It's an American saying.
Okay.
So, what the hell do I do then?
So, wait, you took a comedy class your first time?
Uh-huh.
Where was it?
Comedy Cellar in the city.
Oh, wow. All right.
Well, that's...
Okay.
I took a...
Reputable one. Who was your instructor?
Rick Chrome.
Oh, Rick Chrome. No shit.
So, I went up and, you know, I was tutored as far as what to expect, and I had some fat cut.
And came to your house and taught you?
No, it was in the cellar.
Okay.
In the club, like, Saturday afternoons when there were no shows going on. And, you know, like the graduation, so to speak, we did a show, and it went pretty well. I never didn't feel comfortable. It was pretty kind of fun right away. But then the more you do it, the more you hate it. So then that all kind of turned later.
That's later, though. I mean,
the anxiety.
When I first, like, I don't remember the first set.
I have that off stage.
The anxiety?
We all do.
Have it, so.
Hatred anxiety.
On the stage is the only time I don't. Like, when I'm up there, I'm all
right. Right.
But then you get down.
You get that fight or flight. You have to just survive up there, yeah.
Yeah, and you got
to
do it, yeah. But yeah, my first time, I don't remember. I just remember doing my set and whatever, and then next thing I know, like, they're hitting the light, because I've hit like 8 or 9 minutes, and I'm like, oh shit, like, that was quick.
So you got lucky.
The fuck are you?
Stream the open mic. It would be so nice.
It would be nice.
Thank you, OJ's White Bronco. Yeah, we'll probably do that.
No audio?
It would be so nice.
Oh, there's audio.
It would be so nice.
Chicago Bear wants me to bring Flamin' Fresh on stage.
Oh boy.
I still have the costume.
Everybody wakes, and in the morning.
Oh.
The fuck was that?
Oh. Apparently it was a Pink Floyd cover, and even though I have a Pink Floyd tattoo on my arm, I don't know that song. Unless, you know, maybe the cover didn't do it justice, and that's why I didn't recognize it, Ian. But did you guys make the same mistake I made my first at least two times going on stage? I brought probably 6 of my friends and my cousin who were laughing hysterically at everything I said. So
but you didn't
I thought,
have to bring. Me
no.
and Ian had to bring because he was in a class and I was doing
I chose to.
A booked mic.
And because of that, I thought, oh, this is easy. I'm hilarious.
Was the audience just your friends?
And the other dumb fucks that paid for Bob Gonzo's comedy class.
Right, so
yes.
The only...
It's a captive audience.
The only, quote, civilians were your friends.
Yes.
All right, so that's different.
Right,
like, so, my first time doing stand-up was in front of, like, 100-something people.
Whoa.
Same.
Like, it was...
What the fuck are you?
Here's some mouth for all that moonshine.
Thank you, K-Dog. K-Dog the Great.
Somebody once told
awesome.
Me the world is gonna roll me.
Nice.
I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
I feel like our cover's better.
It is. Right? Yeah, ours is better.
Did someone cut video of that?
They did.
Or was it just audio?
It was audio.
And they played
it. Oh.
Yeah, our version's much better.
Yeah. I don't think I can hit those notes.
If someone wants to send us our version... I mean, just for comparison, I think we did a much better job. Frozen Asian, can you do impressions, Joe? I hear that will kill a crowd.
Can do something to them.
Yeah, especially if they're the same. Anyway.
Do ones that were relevant 12 years ago.
Okay, Ian, I was wrapping it up there.
But yeah, no, man, the first time, like, you were in front of a full
yeah,
crowd
pretty,
the cellar.
Pretty, a lot of people.
I was in front of, like, 100, so, like, you didn't really have that chance to, like, I mean... I would know if it was just my table. Like, you kind of had to, like...
Right.
Throw it out. I mean, it's a different situation. Your situation, if you're going to just a mic... Most mics are just comics. And most of them are busy in their own notes. Or trying to get laid. They're, like, not paying attention to, like, what you're doing, really.
Or it's almost the other way where it's too supportive. So it can kind of go the other way also.
Creekside was very supportive. CDs was very supportive. Yeah.
Right.
So you get that false sense of...
I could even possibly,
that
like...
That was my problem. Like
I could reinstate the Laugh It Up mic maybe 1 month just to get you up
just
there.
Just to get
Joe
yeah, up there?
Yeah, I could probably do that.
That'd be fun.
People will come out. It's a good hang.
The monthly Cousin Joe mic? Official
I can't
just
make it
Joe.
Monthly, oh my God. One time.
Bi-monthly?
Fine.
The
maybe,
one time
maybe
only
that.
Cousin Joe mic?
It's a lot to deal with.
The only way Joe will get on stage, open mic?
Lisa said, you said friends and family, right? That's what your stand-up was. One of the family members, your aunt, that asked if you tried anal.
Actually, he was that was the only person who fucked him that night.
Okay, for the record, once again, I did not fuck my aunt.
I'm sorry.
And she didn't ask if I tried tried anal. She asked if the girls in my high school did. Mm-hmm. So there's that. And no, she was not in the audience.
No, she was in the car waiting.
Dennis sent a link. Let's see. Oh.
What's that? Is that... Is that you?
I don't know. It says, oops, something went wrong. I'm going to see if this
Oh, well.
Yeah. 35 years old. What am I doing?
38.
Somebody once told me
this is much better.
Is gonna roll
okay, he didn't even donate.
The sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb. All right, I'm still saying this is better.
On her
fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense, I forgot to really that. So your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, okay. So much to see. I'm still saying our version's better than the last one we heard.
I'll co-sign that.
Why did you just started talking the song eventually?
That's how I sing.
He's too cool.
I'm kind of like a rapper, Dan.
I'm above this.
Yeah.
Chris, you all look so young there. That was back in the day when we only had 500 subs.
Back in the day of August.
That was back last time Ian did a show.
Yeah.
Now this is 3 weeks in a
three
row.
Three in a row.
Right?
Hey. What's my prize?
All right. We'll see you in December.
You know, from the responses I'm seeing in the chat, fellas.
Yeah.
That's right. I said fellas.
Best karaoke, jam,
We should do karaoke
kids
more
often.
Kids
say lit.
We really should. Can you guys pick a song
for
us?
We should do a karaoke. Yeah, we'll do another karaoke.
At the end of the show. Not right
could
now.
Be, yeah, could it be? It could be a close out the show gag.
Right. How did that even come up the first time?
I think people just asked
they
us
kept,
to do it.
No, they kept playing the song.
All-Star?
Yeah. Hmm. And it just kind of came about.
I mean, you know, we just mentioned how it's Joe's favorite band and song, and the listeners just went with it.
It's one of the worst pieces of music I've ever heard in my life.
Being modest.
Well. It's actually, Lisa goes, that's actually fucking funny. You guys knew the words to that awful
song.
On
the screen.
They were on the screen. How dare you?
Yeah.
And we know them.
You need to clear that up.
We do know them. Mm. You know why? Because every time we get here, Joe's in the bathroom singing it.
With his cock in his mouth.
Yep.
And then I gotta scream, Alexa, stop. And the...
I'm having trouble connecting.
Did you forget to unplug Alexa again?
I forgot to unplug her this week.
Alexa.
What if you say, Alexa, play All Star by Smash Mouth?
The same thing's gonna happen.
It's not connected to the internet.
That could have been funny.
It could have been. But what happened is what I thought would happen.
Tina T says you need to do more for fuck's sake. Yeah, I guess we do.
More what, karaoke?
Yeah.
Pick a song for us.
Yeah. No, wait. We probably shouldn't let them pick a song.
Lisa, didn't one of you guys have a story about Smash Mouth?
Joe loves them.
No, Filter maybe you're thinking about.
Same thing.
Oh, when I met the lead singer?
For Filter.
And got his room service for him? Yeah, there was that. But no,
destroyed his fan club.
Another One Bites the Dust by Queen. That's a good one. Someone suggested that.
No, Lisa might be talking about the thing you sent me. You put it on Facebook. Something about how they got this many hits on Spotify or whatever, and how I was half of the listen, something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't it make a story? I don't know.
No, there was like someone posted that, or Smash Mouth posted that. I don't know why one of my friends, shared that.
They have bad taste in music?
I guess, but they shared a thing that was Smash Mouth saying that All Star had, 400 and something million listens, and I just tweeted, half these listens are my cousin Joey's, you know, and, they are.
I love it when you call me that.
Do you?
No.
Oh. I love it when you call me big
punk. Yeah, that popped into my head, too. I suppressed it, though.
I heard you saying it. I can't suppress it. I heard it. I heard it coming out of your mouth like your dick.
Wow.
Hmm.
Okay.
Filter is the same as Smash Mouth, says Teddy Spaghetti.
I was going to say, how fucking dare you
sing it? Yellow Ledbetter.
Filter is that's totally underrated.
Yellow Ledbetter?
Well, Ian and I could do that in our sleep.
Although the lyrics do change, especially in the live version.
The studio version.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I'm wearing a Pearl Jam shirt today. I'm actually wearing a band shirt today. That never happens.
You're also wearing a Pearl Jam attire, a flannel covering.
I try. Today someone called me a grunge ninja. Or a grunge samurai today.
That's kind of cool. With the hair thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
A grunge samurai.
That's true.
That's where the Asian part comes in, your hair?
I guess.
Because yeah, it's like he has like that one tie.
I didn't mean to appropriate. I'm sorry.
His hair's not tied up in the.
Yeah, he ties
top.
Like a little yeah, thing up top sometimes.
Kind of gay right now.
Don't do that.
I'm it's sorry. Like a kind of a man bunish type of thing.
Not quite.
You have a barrette, whatever.
It's a
scrunchie.
It's like a rubber band type thing.
You know who else has those?
Chicks.
Girls. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, why are you so narrow? It's 2019, Joe.
Okay.
You know what else girls do? Suck on dicks.
You know what else Joe does? I also wear panties. What are you going to do? If somebody would send them, that is.
What are you going to do? Suck a dick over it?
Ha! Come on a face over it?
P.O. Box 784, Ramsey, New Jersey 07446 to send Ian your panties. Again, if you're going to send Ian your panties.
Attention, Ian.
Yeah. I don't want to open your panties. Ian does. Okay. Ian is a scuffed samurai, Lisa says.
Frozen Asian says, not offended, you? No worries.
Mr. Hollywood Joe Baruchel to sing the karaoke of this classic.
I only live and breathe for Mr. Hollywood Joe to sing the karaoke of this.
Tiptoe of the tulips. It's a...
Sounds like it's coming out of a Victrola. What is this? What is it?
Tiny Tim.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard the name, but...
He did.
I mean, I would assume from the recording, but...
He totally not FBI says, I'm going to send Ian JonBenet Ramsey's panties, which proves he's the FBI.
Like I don't already have them.
Oh, you got the collector set?
That joke never gets old. Sorry.
I got it.
So fucking hacked.
I got it.
Thank you.
I mean, I wouldn't open with him. It's good. Work your way up.
Okay. All right. So, are we done with stand-up talk?
I guess, yeah, we're done.
It's almost 8 o'clock already. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Did I just realize, did I never tell the blowing myself story since we came back?
I guess not, because a lot of people were very shocked by it. Lisa says, I don't know what's worse, coming in your own face or coming in your own mouth. Joe did both.
I did not come in my own mouth, ever.
He guzzled it down.
I've taken a speckle on the lip. A shot has to have hit you, right?
Every once in a while you get some, yeah. Especially when you're young and you're powerful. You get that
fire hose.
Yeah, that...
But not to this day.
Collateral damage.
You know what? I can hit my lip once in a while.
I mean, if you're really trying for it, you can.
I'm not alone. Sometimes you miss the spot sometimes and it goes awry.
Why are you aiming at your...
I'm not aiming anywhere. It's an explosion.
It's, you know, he doesn't know what's happening at the end there. He's just...
I'm not even awake half the
Everything
time.
Tightens up.
Yeah. I'm trying to hold her down still as a thing, so I can't focus on where I'm squirting. Right. You know what I mean? I'm still trying to make sure she's, like, prone.
Prone?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm just going to leave that alone.
Don't tell that joke at Rhino, clearly.
Wow. Apparently, I can't tell any. Go on, what are you reading?
I came in my own mouth forever, Joe Coletta.
I never came in my mouth. I went out of my way.
NorCal
says... To wipe it so it didn't drip into or onto my lip, let alone my mouth.
It's your own cum, by the way. It's not a big deal.
NorCal says Sicilians have huge cocks.
Okay.
Here's a fact you want to share with you. Square pizza. It's square weird pizza and big dicks.
Becker's Joe has never tasted himself.
Who the fuck are you? No.
Tina this T says, my right dude now. Hits my
Felatio
eye.
Joe.
This is Felatio Joe.
Practical Discord says, this is you right now, Felatio Joe.
What? Here comes Felatio
Without
Joe.
Further interruption, let's celebrate and suck some dick.
Oh.
What is this? fuck. Kitty Razor, you ever have a girl turn your cock towards your face when you're about to nut?
That's mean.
I feel like I should ask Ian this question.
I don't think I've had that happen.
Not towards my face. There was this one girl, when I worked at Starbucks, I was a barista very briefly. This other girl I met there, this Greek girl with a very hairy pussy taint and asshole, came over and we were fooling around and she was blowing me. And I was sitting on my couch, and she's blowing me, she's on her knees, And she asked me to tell her, you know, when I was about to come.
Attention, which, cocksucker.
Which, great, Otto and George.
Otto and George.
So, which I would have done anyway, because I'm...
A fucking gentleman.
Yes, exactly. And
treat her how you would treat yourself.
But no, fuck. I take that back. She didn't ask me that. I just said, you know, I'm about to. And she moved away and slapped my dick away from me, and I just came on my carpet because she slapped me.
Now I have a mess.
And I was thinking, like, what did you expect was going to happen? Like, what? Like, she, like, and just slapped my
dick. I've never seen the end before.
Yeah.
Maybe her grandfather can't come.
Maybe every other guy was so turned off by her hairy ass that they just never was able to finish.
Joe Flamin' Facial Coletta.
But yeah, that was the only time I could think of relating to that question. I saw her a couple years after that, and
did you ask her if she wanted to jerk you off again?
I said, have you shaved yet? She didn't think that was funny.
You didn't ask her that, did you?
Yes, I did. Dude, this is my early 20s. I was an asshole. Yeah. I was a total obnoxious asshole. Okay, go ahead.
No.
Dan's about to question the was part.
Was? No.
Have I not gotten better?
You've gotten way better, but I think it's more about anxiety than anything else.
What do you mean?
I think you just...
The reason?
Yeah.
No. I think I'm more self-aware.
Yeah, you are. She probably thought you two were playing the game Slapdick. Never heard of that game. Happy you haven't.
Me neither.
That's what Lisa says.
Kitty Racer, she didn't like you very much.
Becker says, always swallow, ladies, avoid the mess.
You know what I got to say with that?
Yeah.
I agree, but like I sometimes feel guilty, and at the last minute will kind of like pull away because I feel like they don't really want to be doing that.
Yeah, I don't.
And I've had women convince me that they
I don't need that to happen.
I'm a gentleman, and so it's ladies' choice for me.
It's
really.
Always ladies' choice.
Yeah, it's ladies' choice. Wherever you want that to happen.
But I'll pull out saying,
here's the
like,
thing.
You don't want to do that.
Either way, I'm coming.
Right.
Doesn't really matter where it's going.
Yeah, I never thought it would.
It matters a little.
Not a big... Well, I don't want it like in my VCR. I don't know why I have a VCR. I don't know why that's what came to mind. Usually when I jerk up, there's a VCR running.
Still blinking 12 o'clock at you, so it's 12, understandable. 12. It's still in your mind. But yeah, I've never found that like
tell
to be
Becker's,
extra
Chris
hot. No, but if you're in a mouth that's being sucked while you're coming, that feels better than just having it stroked.
Well, yes.
So it does matter.
Okay, I get it. But I've also felt like... I don't think I've ever done this because I've never felt the need to, and I would feel bad. I've never came on a girl's face.
Some girls want that.
Never?
I've never met one.
Oh, I've met a couple.
You came on your own face. You ruined it for yourself, man. You hit Mecca on the first try, you know?
She's like, do you want to come on a face? And he's like, I've already done that. Yeah, they don't think I'm not into it.
Been there, yeah.
Tina T says, have a nice warm towel nearby just in case. So that's a good idea.
Yeah. I.
Chuck, I know. I said VCR. It was the first appliance I could think of. I'm sorry. Shitting on my joke.
I enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Exactly. Ladies' choice.
Got the idea.
Lisa says Slapdick is a classic, except I was usually the one that got slapped. Now I'm really intrigued to know what Slapdick is. Is this actually a thing?
I don't know.
I mean, I wouldn't be shocked.
Everything's a thing.
You never felt guilty or weird coming on a girl's face? Did you ask beforehand?
They've asked me.
No, I've...
That's the only time you've done it?
Yes.
Yeah, only when
I'm not
going to... when it's asked.
Like, to be honest, I never thought I even wanted to do that till women asked me to do it, and I'm like, this is fucking awesome. When they want it. I don't want anything they don't want.
No, same
here. I don't ever want to impose...
That's a turn off.
If I think they're doing it just for me, and they're not enjoying it, I don't want
to
do it.
Totally. Yeah, I like this to be a...
Couldn't agree more.
Total everyone involved, everyone wants to be here thing.
I've always been there. I mean, if I feel for a second that the girl's not into it, I'm out. I'm done.
That's why, you know, and you hear these, like, Me Too stories, and even, like, today, what's his name, Matt Lauer. Yeah. I've never understood, and I'm not a powerful guy or anything, but, like, I've never understood wanting to do something against somebody's will, where how do you even...
How is that hot?
How does that even, not even hot. Like, how do you even, like...
I wouldn't be able to
go through with
hard,
that. How do you stay hard? How do you live with yourself? All that.
I know.
Casper Meyer says, my girl likes to rub it all over her boobs. Kind of weird, but okay.
What's wrong with that? That's not weird.
Fine with that, yeah.
That's kind of standard.
And then Tina T just says, just not in the eye, which I think is fair.
Just get goggles then.
That's fair.
Close your fucking eyes.
Yeah, close your eyes.
Or just be Asian.
Mm-hmm. Be a librarian.
What do you like, Beckers?
Oh, yeah. If you follow
for some reason, Spent East thinks we need the Jesus. I don't know why.
What?
It's called a joke, Joe. It's okay.
Okay. I just didn't. All right.
Lisa's agreeing with the knot in the eye.
Well, yeah, I can't imagine any girl enjoying that. But
well, you read an article last week about someone that enjoyed castration. There's something for everyone out there.
Everyone's got their thing.
There's a little something for everyone.
I forgot about that. I think I was in the... Was I taking a piss when you were talking about...
Yes.
You were in and out.
You were yelling from the bathroom.
You were sucking your own dick. You were trying to get a show done.
Trying to get one off real quick.
Couldn't wait, dude.
Well, you said you wanted to be castrated?
I said I'd love to not be horny all the time, okay. I think. I'd love to not have the burden of always wanting to fuck or be fucked or suck my own dick or whatever it is we do.
Okay. Lisa says I was wearing glasses and he still got it in my eye. Well, that's just... And then he's just trying to be a jerk. Miami MILF says, I tell my husband all the time, but he refuses.
What tell him what?
Tell him what?
I'm assuming it come on her face.
Oh. Why do you refuse?
Not in my face.
I kind of get it, though. I think I'd feel shitty about it. I don't know. And Maureen, not in my face. I have long hair. Can't risk getting jizz in my hair.
Well, that's how you pull the hair, yeah.
Or you take a fucking shower.
Yeah. Or if he's a gentleman, he holds the hair up for you.
We had someone that we all know very well that used to enjoy keeping the jizz in her hair and like just living her day with it. It was a person who's been on the show.
Just the same one that enjoyed it on the face?
The same one that you drank her piss.
Okay, well, that's not... I didn't drink it, I gargled.
That was great, by the whole way. We should put that clip up. I have that on my YouTube page.
The whole idea of not saying who the person is not to then give all the...
Well, who cares?
Oh, I mean, she might.
She won't care.
Okay.
She might. Too late now.
Can you raise her? I saw a girl run out of a room in a party screaming, he gave my eye a burn.
That's fucking hilarious.
Joe's sticky eyebrows, Coletta.
Didn't get in my eyebrows. Just my nose and cheek. So there. Showed you, didn't I?
My MILF says, yep. I think it's the whole mother of my kids thing.
That does come into play.
I could see.
That's kind of a thing. Or a mother of someone's kids thing.
Yeah, but then it'd be...
Okay, look, see now...
Now Tina's asking if he drank piss.
He gargled. I'll put the... Can I put the link in the chat?
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, I gotta find it.
Go ahead. This was years ago, and this was another... A dare on the show?
A crossover. Yeah, the crossover episode.
You say deviant, I say a Tuesday, the Ian Lazarus story.
Oh, you guys have no idea.
That's from Dennis.
Thanks, Dennis.
This wasn't something I wanted to do. This wasn't something I found hot.
You were not like, I don't want to do this. It was your idea.
It wasn't my idea.
Was it not his idea?
It was probably my idea.
Like a group idea. You weren't turning it down.
Ian was the group. It was Ian's idea.
Ian has a lot of ideas.
I think I might have made the video private. I gotta find it.
Joe, I snorted my own jizz, Coletti.
That didn't happen. While Ian pulls that up.
Coherent Nonsense says, no idea what you guys are talking about, but may I interject with cunt? I mean, all right.
You may.
That's, yes, thank you.
You may. Look, I'm trying to figure out how to explain yet something else that's come out of my mouth. Go ahead.
Well, that went into your mouth.
Yeah, okay. We were doing a show, Dan and I, years and years ago. Ian was on with...
my podcast co-host.
Right, who was also a comedian. She's not dead. She's a newcomer anymore.
She's smart enough to get out of it.
And, you know, pee is sterile. So I thought, you know, when the idea was brought up that I gargle or whatever with it, I just said, why not? It'll be funny.
Or I think she had to pee or something and we just, some kind of...
I forget the logistics of it. I'm not saying it's not gross. It was, in the moment, to me, funny. Guys?
Mm-hmm. It's funny. I think it's still funny.
Okay. Thank you. That's all I needed. And that's the reason. That's the only excuse I can give you guys. Let's see.
Oh, I found it.
Okay. Can I play?
Miami Bill says I loved that podcast.
I'm going to send it to your messenger.
AJ Job. Revenge of the Sis audience is bored and blowing up you, Joe. Unappreciative, Coletta. How am I unappreciative?
Who said that?
Joe is afraid of women's underwear but gargles piss from Becker's.
Let's see. Well, look, it was a one-off thing on the show that was meant to be and was funny. It's not a fetish I have. It's not like, you know?
It was funny.
He got so hard after. Thank you,
Ian. No, I did not.
He's like, everyone leave. I have to suck my dick.
And as you'll see, it's a video, right?
Yes.
I mean, the actual, okay.
I could post it here. I just posted it.
In the chat?
Yeah.
Kitty Razor says, I pissed in a guy's mouth once. I thought he would move, but he swallowed it.
See.
I kicked him in the ribs and never went out with him again.
Okay, yeah, and that's not, again, this is not something I would do with someone I was with or something I find hot.
Oh, Dave was here for that also, I think.
Yeah, it was like a big crew at that
brouhaha.
Yeah, back in the long ago. Right,
let's check this out.
The old studio.
Oh, this is like less than a minute. Look,
wait, I need something just in case. This is the old bit in.
This is years ago.
Ball.
Can we start this all over again?
No.
Okay. All right. What am I doing?
My life.
This escalated fast.
Oh, that's gross just hearing it.
Oh, I'm gonna throw up. I'm so unhappy.
Look at that.
Oh, man. Did you get hit by it?
No. God damn it. Might you might have.
Oh.
2000.
4 years ago. Good God.
What year was that?
You're my 2015.
Hero. You're
wow.
Gonna
wow.
He's gonna puke.
He's gonna.
Not past.
I love that you put the fucking audio reaction back in there. That was perfect. So yeah, that's what happened there.
Thank you, Casper Myers.
What's that?
Dan lost a lot of weight, looks like. Congrats. Still a lot more to go.
Yeah, Dan has lost weight.
Yeah, well.
It's not a fetish, Tina. It's not a fetish.
Well, it's just something he loves. That's the only way he can get off. It's not a fetish.
Doing something once does not a fetish make.
It's the fact that you can't stop thinking about it that makes it a fetish.
All child support. See, that was a transcendent bit, Joe. Fair play.
2015, the year of bad lighting. It was a different time.
Is the lighting good now?
New to us.
I guess it is. Different Pink Floyd posters back then.
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you?
Hey, Cousin Joe, came here on the advice of Royce. Your show is awesome. So I want to show my appreciation with this tip and also with some Oasis Wonderwall.
Oh, good. Wonderwall.
P.S. Dan, sorry about the Sabres smoking the Devils last week.
Oh, fuck you, man.
Thank you, Mike, from Buffalo.
They won yet, by the way? They haven't won yet.
They lost last night again. This is Wonderwall?
I'm waiting for it. I mean, thank you, Mike from Buffalo, once again. I failed to hear the tune of Oasis in there, but...
Okay. That sounded just like Oasis to me.
Oh, okay.
Coherent Nonsense asked if I'm the one with the Zamboni tattoo. No, is that Nick?
That's Nick.
Yeah, no, I don't. That'd be... No, I don't have any tattoos.
And Nick is...
Becker's asks, is Joe grossed out by squirters?
Aren't you the one that thinks squirt is pee, by the way? You failed to admit
No,
that.
Joe is the one who thinks that...
I know it's not.
It's not. I agree. Of course it's not.
And let me just back up a little bit. I've never had a squirter. I used to say I always wanted one because I thought it was hot. Mm-hmm. But if it ever happened, I don't know if I would find it hot.
From what I understand, anyone can be a squirter.
Well, that's what
If I can...
Yeah.
I had someone I was with who wanted to squirt. And I watched a YouTube video and followed the instructions, and it worked. It took 40 minutes, and my shoulder almost fucking fell off, but it worked.
So it's dedication.
Listen, ladies, I'm dedicated.
Did you have to tell, because I've seen videos.
Yeah.
Did you have to tell her, look, it feels
like
you're
about
to pee?
No, we were mad cool. Yes, she had to accept the fact that it was going to feel like that, and it's like,
let it go.
You have this big, like, sort of puffy internal balloon that kind of...
It's called a bladder.
No, it's not the bladder. I'm not in her bladder.
Oh, okay.
But in any case, yeah, it was great. It worked. Mm. And I now have that technique down.
Casper Myers, I met a British squirter that yelled in Cockney when she came.
She was British.
That's fucking awesome.
She was British. That's kind of funny.
All right, governor.
I'm coming all right.
All right, I'm coming on over, I am.
What I'm saying is if anybody wants a squirt, just give me a call.
Ian's got the arm strength.
bit vague.
It's not piss. Becker's, it's not
Becker
piss.
Becker says it's messy, but some chicks pretend their piss is squirting. Never like, they're just up. Tired of you hammering on their pussy and they just pee a little bit. And they're like, oh, look how much I'm squirting. Please stop.
I thought it was like us. Guys, like, we can't pee with a hard on.
I can. It just goes up in the air.
Well, you got to push it down. Like, if you wake up in the morning and you got morning glue, you got to pee.
During sex.
Oh, well, yeah. Why would you pee during sex?
You can't. Why would you pee during sex? You're busy.
Have you tried?
No. You pee after sex.
I'm just saying. You can't.
I never thought about that.
Maybe I missed
I'm usually busy a
day in health class.
During sex.
But I could have sworn that was a thing.
Not thinking of peeing.
All right. Well, it's something I thought. Well, I'm convinced it's not piss. It's just girl cum spraying.
Sean Thompson says piss.
I think there might be urine in it. If you put it under a microscope, there's
Kyle
urine
White
in
says
it.
It's pee.
I'm sure part of it.
Of it's got to be made of urine.
This conversation is so...
What?
It's not pee.
Well, this debate's been going on for years. I brought it up on the show.
Come down from generation to generation. Just
Grandpa Coletta has decreed.
Men have sat around the fire.
It's piss, I tell you. It's woman cum. Fuck you.
And then you'd have a duel. It was just how things were done back then.
My shoulder's never been the same since.
Mm.
Shit hurt.
Chuck says pissing after sex is the best kind of piss. Yeah?
Hmm. Real squirters, it comes from the vagina.
Where else could it come from?
I'm assuming she means not.
Tina T says it's cum.
See?
Of course it's cum.
Until the FBI says it's piss, smell the bitch. I've noticed that Here's what I've noticed. A lot of guys are saying it's piss.
Well, taste spaghetti.
And women, what have vaginas, are saying it's not.
Right. These guys that have probably, possibly never touched a vagina.
Well, I don't know if I go that far.
Taste spaghetti says it's not pee. It's lady goo.
See, there might be urine in
Dennis,
the mix.
This is old school. Dennis is like, I like the philosophy of let's argue looking things up the internet is gay. It's not that we're discussing it. Like, in old times, there was experience. No Google.
And even if you do look it up, you're going to find conflicting reports. You're not going to get to the bottom of it.
Static Void is correct. Girls pee out of their butts. Right. Yes.
We Science. All knew that.
That is scientific proof. Sometimes I do if I have a burrito.
And babies come out of their navel.
Mm-hmm.
We all know this.
Yes. They go in the room and they come out with the baby.
Mm-hmm. My good friend is dating a girl now that squirts uncontrollably.
Hmm.
Like, if they're fucking for, say, 2 or 3 hours, or at least, you know, not fucking that
Who
long,
can
but
fuck for two or three
like
hours.
On and off, or fooling around,
like
or whatever.
An on and off type of thing.
So he says she is nonstop. Like, nobody could pee as much. This girl covered her entire living room. Like, no one could pee that much. You can't keep peeing that much.
No, I get
I should have him call in right now.
You can, but I get your point. But is it because I remember my cousin was telling me how he dated one and I think he broke up with her over.
Should have asked your aunt, not your cousin.
I think he was partially fuck you. He was partially grossed out and partially like annoyed that he had to keep
cleaning up the mess.
Yeah.
No, my friend said he has to really prepare his apartment.
He's got to lay down like plastic, like
it's like American Psycho shit. Yeah, you got to put a raincoat on, get an axe.
I mean, that's too much preparation for sex. I mean,
do you like Eddie Money?
But you're right. There are different levels. There's like the girl that squirts when she comes, and there's like a little bit that pops out. But then there's ones that just spray.
I've been doused.
I've never had it happen. I've been doused. I've watched videos.
Did you try the technique?
Becker says it's like a fire hose if you're good.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
Hmm. So now, do you want to walk everyone through the technique, Ian?
Yeah, it's more or less
Hillbilly
like...
Hillbilly Harry, sorry.
Do you want, really want me
that
to?
That was one dehydrated bitch. Yeah, and I do, briefly.
From what I remember, you take your fingers, like the top two fingers, make it like a hook, mm-hmm. and you kind of bend... Can you see me?
Like a pirate. Yeah.
Kind of like, yeah, like a pirate. And you kind of find the G-spot, and you rub it.
I'm going to make you come. Like
but that's something you just do
no, you
come
in here,
general.
You do it, but you really, really get the G-spot.
You give them the come hither.
Come here, and then like you feel this like swelling, and then once you feel that, you get more aggressive where you're in and out with your whole arm. And you're kind of rubbing it with your arm.
The arm isn't going in. It means you're using the shoulder.
You're using the torque of your
arm.
You're
using shoulder.
I love that Dan can read my mind.
I know. I'm not a very good... You take everything so fucking literally.
No, I'm not a very good
speaker. You put your arm
speaker.
In your vagina.
Well, I'm just going
he's
by...
Right, he's right. Knowing Ian.
I write well. I don't speak well.
Does. Ian doesn't talk
Wait, what do
like
I do?
Us
I don't put my arm... I don't fist people.
Well, I know that now, but if you told me you did, I would believe
you. He says you got to use, like, you got to use the shoulder.
You got to really put some back into it.
Yeah. You can do it.
So, yeah, you first do the come here. And then you
come
do
hither.
Then you do the fucking punch.
And then, punch that.
But not with a fist.
But with the
finger. Still with the hook.
Yeah.
Okay.
You punch him with the hook.
If we have any listeners that would like to come and, no pun intended, and have me try it on them, I will do it on the air.
Totally FBI
Joe,
says,
am I allowed?
Dude, it's the index finger and the middle finger, and then you walk the dog.
That's sort of correct really in a weird way. I don't know what the walk the dog part means.
I think that means you have to go outside and walk the dog.
It's got to be a small dog to fit inside there.
Yes. Yes. I think he means he was asked to go walk, take the dog out after that. Please. Ian's right, but with real talent, can use their dicks to do it. There you go. Do you curve your dick up?
I would love the chance.
Curve your dick up inside?
You mean you have like a rainbow-shaped, upside-down rainbow-shaped cock?
Might curve a little.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's slight got that curve. That's like, yeah, but you got to give it the come hither.
I don't know if I have that kind of stamina.
You should take one of those Rhino 7s.
I'm scared, dude.
Why?
Because I think it's not FDA approved.
Jesus Christ.
I want to take one. I want to try one this week. I just want to try one this week.
Dan is the translator.
Tell
yes, I am.
Firsthand. They're not going to... You take the real stuff.
Maybe. You're airing my dirty laundry here.
I'm sorry. All right. I'll back off. I'll leave
But
this.
I do want to try the Rhino 7, but I'm scared.
You shouldn't be scared.
Take one right now.
For what?
Just to see. I want to see what happens. Will you get hard right away?
No, I got to be turned on.
Okay, well, I can work on that.
I'm the cute one.
Just stare at Dan's beautiful, glassy blue eyes.
I'm pinching it.
Glassed over with beer and depression. Were you crying? It's my allergies.
If the devils could just win one time.
Frozen Asian, if you're going to do this live, the only allowed place to do it is Pornhub. I wonder if Pornhub has a live stream
I'll be
option.
Off camera.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
Yeah.
You don't see the ad before every video talk about their live stream?
When you got to watch it for 5 seconds,
oh, we can go,
so
what's
I've
that
been
called?
Told.
Myfreecams.com.
You can go on there.
Go on there.
We've been on there, though.
Well.
I have a video on Pornhub. Good. That's good timing.
That's how we've been.
That was me tipping a Myfreecams girl to get that drop years ago. Is that site still as big as it was? That was huge.
I think
years
it is.
Ago.
I don't
when
know.
Was Dan? When was that? Like 2000?
A while ago.
14 or so? 13?
Ian wants to see Joe's dick hard. He's seen it.
We've all seen it.
Yeah.
I think he's seen mine as of the last couple weeks, too.
I've unfortunately seen both, yeah.
You saw a video of me coming a month ago.
I saw your video of you coming, yeah.
Which I was, I had to get over that, but it happened.
You had to get over
that.
It
was weird for me. I had to watch it.
I
do something and then
it.
I immediately regret doing it.
Yeah. You know who regretted it the most is your camera on your phone. They got cum
it. Got
over
hit.
It. That took a shot. You guys were talking about
that's
the
a
face
shot. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That hit me in the face.
That camera had Joe flashbacks.
I have video evidence of my face being cummed on by myself.
You know, I know I got Xanax memory, but this sounds like something that I should remember.
You don't remember
why?
Watching my cum video?
I do, but why did that come up? Why did you feel the
Who
urge
knows,
to show
dude?
Me a video of you coming?
I don't know. Who knows?
It came up somehow. We were just talking.
I talk about you sucking
your
own dick.
Guys just
I
hang around and talk.
Yeah, it's just a guy thing. Okay.
We just talk about that stuff. Mom Tech. My son walks in. Papa, the Cousin Joe show is on. So I called him a fag and he's crying now. What is happening? Western Echo says, who wants pics or video of Joe's dick? I have an underground library.
Dennis has a whole folder.
He has a whole folder of Joe's dick.
From the last 10 years.
One of it's wearing a sombrero.
Yes, Dennis
That's
likes
El Caco.
He likes to Photoshop my...
Oh, El Prico. I'm sorry. It was El Prico.
That's right. Yeah,
Dennis I didn't mean to insult it.
Dennis used to enjoy Photoshopping things on my dick. This was back when, obviously before YouTube. And what...
Yeah.
I guess what in the chat room we had on More Like Radio, the picture would be posted there? I forget how it came
about. In the chat, you could post a picture in there.
Right.
And people would post an image of your dick.
Right, but I'm trying to remember
but
how
Dennis
got my dick.
But Dennis would post a real dick. That was on
you. Because you're always pulling it out. What are you talking about?
Back
I
then,
haven't done
though,
that in a long time.
Back then, also... back then, also...
Ian...
Oh, thank you, Tia. Tia says, Dan doesn't believe he's a handsome one. You are. See?
Of course he is. We all know that.
That's what I'm here for.
Becker's this Joe Manscaped. Yeah,
he
does. I have a special.
I can tell from the toilet seat when I went to go pee before that he does.
Yes, I have my.
He does
own.
Not clean
yes.
it off.
I have a special. What do you call it?
Clippers.
Well,
there's
no,
special ones that he can use in the shower. He showed us that they're waterproof. Not showed us.
It is waterproof, but yeah, it's a. what do you call it? Electric razor.
Clippers.
But it, not electric razor that's made for...
Like a man groomer?
Your dick and balls without nicking it, yeah.
I'm just learning.
It's special,
like,
yeah.
I would find when I would...
I didn't know that. I used to... You'd have to, like, smooth the crinkles out and shave.
Before that, I used to...
I still
to
do that.
Just, yeah, you gotta, like... Yeah, you gotta, like, a Sharpay. Yeah, you have to, like, smooth everything.
Yeah, I used to use the regular beard trimmer.
Right.
On the underside and sides of my dick and balls. A separate one. Then go in the shower and use a Mach 3 razor.
And really get in there.
On the underside of my dick and balls. Yeah. And inevitably, I would get some nicks blood. And ingrown yeah. hairs and
right.
freak out and think it was something else. And yeah. Yeah, yeah. But, you know, we're at the point where you could just order dick and ball shavers. Save yourself the trouble. By the way, baby powder is the ultimate cock and ball aftershave. You got to do the baby powder.
Of course.
Really? First. You just, after you shave, you just...
You have right to. On there? Otherwise, it just, yeah.
Really?
It gets raw, and yeah, you got to kind of baby powder it.
I'm a fat guy. I'd probably get a little gross in there.
Well, how would the baby powder make
like
it gross?
Yeasty? And I start sweating, and I'm making bread.
Get yeasty. Not,
yeah.
There was a time where I
They're still arguing about whether it's pee or not, by the way, just so you know.
I don't doubt it.
Lisa says, Mach 3, Joe, damn.
Yeah. But I'd have to, I would bring the shaving cream in the shower, stretch it out. I would try to get hard, because if you're hard...
You want
to
shave hard?
Yes.
What?
Because there's a lot of blood going into it then.
No, think about it. Think about it. If you're shaving the underside of your dick and you're hard, right? There's less skin that's stretchy. See what I'm saying?
No. Yeah, but why is that good? It makes it tighter and it can get cut easier.
No. The looser your skin is... The easier it is to nick yourself.
Oh, see, I used to stretch it out like pizza dough.
Yeah, I stretch mine out.
You stretch it out like the bat wing.
But you stretching it out is the same thing as if it was hard. Man. Do you get what I'm saying?
I don't want to be hard, first of all. I'm fine. I'm fine with my flaccid cock being shaved.
I'm just saying, there's less chance. Again, if you're using a mop.
To each their own.
Hillbilly Harry says, I'm a man, I use aftershave on my balls.
That sounds painful.
It does.
Spent D, it's tight like a drum. Yeah, exactly. See? That's why shave mob tech, shaving the shaft, no,
shave
no, no.
Hard.
What are you talking about?
Tina T says shave hard. See, some people are agreeing.
Listen, we've learned a lot this show, to each their own.
Teddy Squirt Spaghetti says I need a semi, so he's halfway between us.
All right.
I've never shaved hard ever. It's never happened. I also don't like being hard in the shower. Water doesn't do it for me.
Well, you can't. It's not a good thing to ever jerk off in the shower or tub, because...
If you, it gets everywhere.
Yeah, if you
put it... Sticks to your leg hairs.
Yeah, it's like rubber cement. You can't get it out. When it mixes with water...
I'm not a big fan of like water activity.
No, yeah, me neither. It's never... There's always a...
I just learned, because like, I'd found when I would shave like the pelvis area, cause I don't really want hair there.
What do you mean?
Like, you know, the under your stomach.
No, I know where your pelvis is, but...
I'm saying when I'd shave that area...
How much of it, Joe?
Are you talking
Joe's very hairy, so he doesn't know when to stop.
Are you talking about your bush?
Yes, it's pretty much gone. There's no bush. But I've just discovered the right, like, guard...
You leave a heart there?
You gotta leave a little bit.
I've just started...
I've done that before, too.
I started leaving a little,
because
bald isn't good. If you know you're gonna need it, you want to shave it a week in advance to have it grow in, like a 5 o'clock shave, like the Don Johnson in the 80s look.
You know you're going to need it. What kind of plans are you making?
You don't know my life.
Where you? Well, okay.
I watch YouTube videos, man.
All right. Fair
enough. I learn stuff.
Okay.
But I've just learned the right guard to use to get the right kind of 5 o'clock shadow look. So it's good. It's on point lately.
Tina T, I'm not into water either. Water is like the anti-lubricant.
Oh, yeah.
It's
cool. You think fucking in a pool is going to be cool. And then it happens, and it doesn't.
Shower is fun for a little while, but then one person's always cold.
But you got to be, yeah, and you got to be out of the water, right?
Under the water,
which
yeah.
is tough.
And then you know, if you don't have the grippies on the ground, it's very
someone's
dangerous.
Someone's going down.
Yeah, it's very dangerous.
Yeah,
not going. Yeah,
timber.
Casper's a soft shaver. All right, but you know, if you're using like something like a Mach 3, my friend,
I use a straight razor. I'm not hard.
You're risking.
Teddy Spaghetti says you
got to
leave a patch. You gotta leave a little patch.
I've patched
above. Like a sole patch above
that.
Your dick.
Yes, you do.
I've done that. Well, you kind of follow the happy trail from your stomach down. You know, almost like a landing strip. We've all had that.
I think I know what you're
saying.
We've
all had that once or twice.
Yeah. Frozen Asian, but what if you get ingrown hairs? Yeah, then you freak out, think you have an STD,
right.
And then you realize, oh, it's just an ingrown hair, and it goes away. It's not a big deal. Becker's...
Southwest is hottest fuck of his life was in a pool.
Huh. In a pool? I mean...
Chinity hates being cold. Her tits can't handle it. Understandable.
Wait, what? I hate being... Oh, right.
I hate being cool.
Okay.
Lisa says a lot of women would shave but leave a Hitler mustache at the top. That is true. They leave that little...
I like a little hair on a woman. I don't prefer the...
I don't mind a little bit.
I like some hair.
I don't mind a little bit.
Fine, yeah.
I like some hair. I want to be with a woman.
Yeah, there you go.
No, but I don't think completely shaved is like a weird turn-off.
It's okay. It's very standard. I'd prefer hair if I could choose either completely shaved or hair, yeah.
I think you're in the minority.
Not on the lips.
I think you're in the minority on that one.
I don't know. I wouldn't be allowed in this house if I was in the minority.
You wouldn't. No.
Oh, boy.
Becker's, I like it trimmed or shaved. Chicks want pubes in their face. Fair enough.
I scorched the earth.
Kitty Razor, I scorched the earth. Thank you, Joshua.
What's that?
Yeah, don't worry about it. It's a hockey thing.
Oh. Okay. Tina likes a landing strip. I'm assuming on a girl? I mean, landing strip on a guy sounds really fucking weird. Frozen Asian, even pits. Look, I'm Italian. I in the summertime, I do trim my pits.
Really?
I don't shave it. I don't, like, shave it all off.
I've never done that.
But if I don't trim it, if I have my shirt off, you'll see hair growing through here.
And he's like, making fun of the Greek girl for her hairy asshole.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not a girl with an asshole. That's hairy, so that's the difference.
He's a manly man.
Yes, with hairy arms.
You ever shave your chest?
Trim.
I've never done that.
Trim.
I've never
only because, again, in the summer, with my shirt off.
I have like a furl.
I get,
you're hairy.
Yeah, I get, but it's in weird spots. Not weird, but it's not, it's just.
I'm trying to maintain eye contact.
My nipples are.
Please cover that up.
So my nipples get a lot of hair.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, so I trim
it's very unsettling.
Unsettling. Old child support. My genitals are often mistaken for Gandalf.
I don't, you know, shave a bear. I just...
I've never trimmed anything except for my face and my dick.
I just shorten it up. It's just, you know.
That's fine.
So...
I've trimmed between my ass cheeks sometimes, but you know what? They get stuck together at that point. You ever do that? Trim your ass hair?
Your taint?
Yeah.
Trim, like, with a scissor?
No, like, with a razor.
Oh,
like
you
a,
just
a
get
clippers.
In there. Oh,
all
right.
But then my ass just gets stuck together, and you have to walk around in, like,
well, there
odd in, suction pose.
That's where the baby powder comes in.
I'd rather just have a little hair.
All right. I'm just giving you a solution.
I powder. I know the wonders.
Okay. You never tried, like, Gold Bond or any of those, right?
By accident.
I was going to say.
Where it fucking burns.
Yeah.
That's cornstarch.
I thought there was a non-burning version. I would never try it on my dick or balls.
So much for AJ Joe. Welp, I got to puke.
Yeah.
Frozen Asian.
It's not for everybody.
Frozen Asian, wait, speaking of hair, Joe, tell the wispy hair story from the old MLR promos. Do you remember that? Wispy hair?
I don't remember wispy hair.
Frozen Asian, you gotta remind me a little bit. It sounds
familiar.
Fill
in Cousin Joe.
Sounds really familiar. Dennis, wearing women's underwear is hot, but looking at a man's chest is gay.
And I responded.
The Ian Lazarus story. Oh, that's why you're just typing?
I wrote, not gay, nauseating.
Okay. Glad you cleared that up. Hillbilly Harry. So
Tina T wants to know if you powder.
Ian. I think he's me.
Yeah.
Ian, do you powder?
Sometimes, not always. I've learned to embrace my natural musk lately. Actually, I don't even wear deodorant all the time now. I kind of like a musk. Yeah.
Yeah, like a musk.
So
I like my scent.
His man scent.
You're talking about BO,
like a pheromone.
I wouldn't quite
right,
say
is that a pheromone.
It's a pheromone, but
right?
It's not quite BO. It's just
women can sense that.
People have told me that sometimes you don't want to go overboard with the deodorant.
All right, there's going overboard with deodorant and there's not wearing any and smelling like a fucking animal.
I like my scent, and some people can concur with that.
Is your scent BO, is what I'm getting
You
want to
smell me? Here, come no, smell me.
That
me.
Hillbilly Harry
I wore a little. I wore a little today.
Are we smelling Ian now?
Why did he's taking his clothes off.
No, just opening up.
Ba-na-na, ba-na-na-na.
Is it BO? Bad?
Is it bad or is it something like man in there? What's it smell?
Actually, no, it's very scentless today.
There's a slight hint of BO.
But it's nice, right? Are you hard?
I would not call
are you hard?
It nice. My penis is flaccid at the moment.
See, I guess you can't shave it.
Static void, women like the man scent.
Thank you.
See, but can you read that? Read that. I didn't mean to step on you when you were reading that.
What's
up with the Harry line? Can you read that, man? That was a great line.
I'll have to scroll back up. Let me see.
I didn't mean to. I accidentally started reading during it, but goddamn, that's a good line.
I'm so hairy, my dick looks like a button on a fur coat.
Oh, my God.
That's all fucking hilarious.
Yeah, he's fucking funny. My cousin is half Italian and doesn't wear deodorant.
All child support if Joe comes on his own chest. This will all pull in the dent.
It does.
It would. It would, yeah. I've never came on my chest, but it would, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I don't know what that has to do with being Italian, Lisa. Lisa says my cousin's half Italian and doesn't wear deodorant.
They're hairy and they smell.
That is true.
I'm paraphrasing. They, Italians, Guinness. Italians.
You're Italian, Dan.
What the fuck?
How dare you?
There you go. There you go.
Evil Ian,
what the fuck are you guys doing? It's a very good question. It's a very valid question.
Kind of devolved a
little bit. Casper Meyer says, this show is the best girl cum cock talk and dudes smelling each other. This is like a fairly tame show for us, too.
It is.
For the most part.
It really is.
AJ Chobe. Oh, deodorant, that's why I can't crush puss. Tina T says, Joe's Hardy's lying. It's true. I heard it hit the bottom of the table before.
Beckers, I'm way ahead of you. She goes, use Old Spice body wash and then deodorant.
Yeah.
I mean, I got the Old Spice deodorant.
Yeah, the Old Spice deodorant. There you go.
I have Old Spice body wash, too, but I don't use it. Because then you got to use the loofah thing.
I like a bar of soap.
Which, you know, I use a loofah thing with the...
You have a loofah? You own a loofah, you fucking faggot?
I know.
You own a loofah? What color is it? Pink?
It's
to blue. Match your pussy?
It's blue.
It's blue.
Cunt. Somebody got it
the
for me.
The fact that you guys go so hard back and forth telling each other you're gay.
It really exfoliates.
Like, I'm just really wondering if you guys are going to fuck for the first time on air, or you're going to wait till after a show.
It's going to be on air.
Okay.
But no, when I have time, I'm not rushing for work. It really, yeah.
Are you hard when you loofah yourself?
It's better than just a bar of soap in your hand. Like,
how much better?
I don't know. I feel like I'm more clean.
Can somebody mail me a loofah?
I feel like I smell better.
You can just get one.
I don't buy things.
Oh, sorry. Shoot.
I just make people come a lot.
I don't know.
I ain't a player. I just come a lot.
I don't know where
I don't know, man.
Correlation there is.
A little bit of wine happening. Yeah, what's the number we would need to
Heather
fuck
Candela
on air?
Says, please fuck on air.
How much would we need to do that, Joe?
Jeez.
First of all, I'm fucking you, you're not fucking me.
I think we'd at least have hit the goal.
It's his show, though. I guess he gets to fuck me, in fairness.
You're going to shit like his aunt does if you do that.
Why is this be... I don't know where to start with what just happened.
What part?
We're not fucking each other.
I don't know.
Only one of us has to.
No. We're not... I really have to...
What? What do you have to... He's just asking.
I have to address what was said?
Yeah.
I have to clear up the fact that he and I are not going to fuck?
I don't think we are. I wouldn't rule it out for enough money,
I wouldn't
though.
Say it would never happen.
Listen,
you guys are spending a lot of time telling each other how gay each other is. I'm feeling the tension already in this room. I'm just saying.
See, Becker's loofahs are great. Just air it out.
There you go. Fair. Static Void says you have to keep eye contact the whole time.
Heather says rock, paper, scissors for who gets to be top.
Tina T says Joe and Ian. Yes, I'm not involved.
Someone's got to film
it. Tina T was worried. She was going to...
You need
don't
to.
Worry. We want to have listeners.
AJ Joe, fuck your friend, bigot.
Wait, why would I be bottom? How dare you? I don't agree with that.
Ian would be bottom.
I disagree.
That's true, because Joe can hold your hair.
That's fair. I'm taller, though.
Yeah.
Is that a factor?
Something else to add to the list, Dan.
Do not add fuck Ian to that list.
I'm not going to say fuck Ian. I'm going to say Ian and Joe fuck, and you guys can sort out the details.
Oh, I thought it was going to be weird and crazy.
No, why would I make it weird and crazy?
All right, now I get it.
Jeez.
Okay, sorry.
I can moderate the fucking. Thank you, all child support. Why does my girlfriend want me to fucking insult?
Well, she's
that?
Yeah. You know what? I wanted to talk about that.
No, fine. She wants.
She really wants us. She really wants me to blow you.
Yeah, she really wants that.
Did we talk about how that came up?
Not on. We Dan. Do you want? Can we talk about that? We can't talk about that.
Okay.
But a certain person wants me to suck Dan's dick.
Dan just said he didn't want to talk about.
Oh, I guess yeah. That's
she does. She's just like. Vegeta says, "Dan, get out while you still can."
As to ask.
I'm the referee.
Joe, is there a certain price where you let me fuck you?
No, what?
$500,000?
No.
Really?
I will give you $1,000,000 to fuck your Joe.
No.
All right. I'm not saying I want to. What? Oh, you added it to the list?
Of course I did.
It's on the. All right, that's never going to be met. This, now it's unreasonable.
This list is officially invalid.
Well, I mean, the list jumps sharp. You have to do first.
Oh, is there an order?
No. But, I mean, with the rate he's going, it's going to be a long time before you guys have to fuck. I would say at least November.
At this point, it's gay if you don't fuck.
I see her logic.
Do I have to wear a little referee shirt, Lisa, if I'm the referee?
You have to hold up card signs.
Round one. Fuck!
With a skirt.
Oh, sorry, guys.
Or a kilt.
It'd probably be funny than a set at the Rhino.
Becker says half an Eiffel Tower, Dan and Ian. I have to look longingly in Ian's eyes when we're both deep inside of Joe. I don't know.
Jesus.
What?
What? How are we going to Eiffel Tower if you're not in the middle?
Oh, I see. So he's blowing damn while I fuck him. Okay, let's do that.
Yeah, I'll speak mouth. Yeah, that's fine.
What's happened on this show?
Yeah, what happened? I'm sorry.
How do we even get here?
Joe fucking Ian doggy style while Ian blows Dan while he reads the joke book.
Okay.
I'm also fine with that.
You know what? That's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Everybody wins.
Everyone's happy then.
Everyone wins.
I get to read the joke book.
You win with my dick up your ass.
If it's funny, I'll do it.
Mouth.
You know what? If it's funny. Yeah, I'm doing two things. Wait a minute. No, I'm doing two things.
Oh, so the part about my dick in your ass is not the problem.
There's two. I don't want both my whole. I don't want to be corn cob like that. That's a lot.
Corn cob.
That's a lot, dude.
Okay. Dan gets a rape whistle. Lisa.
You can mail us a rape whistle to P.O. Box.
Tina T. will be here selling snacks.
Thank you, Tina. We're going to need a snack during this.
One of those holsters around her neck with the peanuts in them.
Candy corn, peanuts.
Cigarettes.
Autograph of Joe on a penis.
He'll come on your face for $5.
Mimeograph of Joe's anus.
Fuck. All right. I think we should move on.
God damn it. Don't encourage them.
What? Oh.
Who, your significant other?
Yes.
That's why I said oh instead of...
Yeah, she really wants it.
Dan needs to hold the latest guy upside down and rim him.
Wait, Dan needs to what?
Hold the latest guy upside down and rim him.
Why would you want to do that?
I don't know. You guys would have the cutest babies ever. You guys would have some cute babies.
I don't know what's happening right now. Packers, practice with a butt plug, Ian. Man up.
Listen, I tried once. It's not happening.
What?
I tried. I think I told that story. I had an ex-girlfriend. I wanted to peg me.
And you had tried with a butt plug
she
first?
She brought a small, like, toothbrush-sized dildo.
Everybody was laughing. Until...
Never mind. Sorry. Yeah, yeah. I always start these stories. I can't finish.
No. I want you to finish
okay,
this.
Okay, and?
Please.
So she brought this sort of strap on.
But before this.
Okay.
She said she wanted to peg
you. She didn't
you.
Just want to peg me. Here's what she wanted to do.
Okay.
We were at a hotel where she wanted me to find like a bellhop or something, invite him into the room, have him stand behind her with his cock between her legs while I sucked his dick.
Did you have a time machine to go into 1942? Where are you going to find a bellhop?
Oh, a bellman. They're still called bellmen.
Oh, a bellman.
They're still called bellmen. Bell people. Sorry, 2019.
I haven't stayed at the Plaza recently, so I don't know. Maybe that goes on. So she wanted to get...
She wanted to fuck me in the ass. She wanted a dick is what she wanted. She had penis envy.
Okay, so she wanted to put a strap on.
Yeah, she wanted to peg me.
With a strap on.
With a strap on.
Where's the bellhop
on.
Coming
and you,
again?
Well, she also wanted me to suck the bellhop's dick while he stood behind her. With, like, between his... Her,
while he stood behind
and
her?
And his dick was between her legs.
Oh, so it looked like you were sucking her
yes,
dick.
Yes, that's what she wanted.
Was that a well-endowed bellhop, or was she tiny?
It didn't happen, bro.
Oh. But would that have been feasible?
No, but this is the thing. You entertained this, and you bought a butt plug?
No, she...
I think she bought
she
it.
Brought the dildo.
Well, yeah. That makes it okay.
I brought the asshole.
And you put a...
Here's what I did. Like, I said, look, I don't want to do this. I would... I find it completely uncomfortable. However, if it means something to you, I'll try.
And then dedication.
If it means something to you. I love...
Isn't that nice?
Yes. I was going to say, I love how passionate you are.
I'm not inhibited. I'll
role that you were with.
I'll try it.
That you, okay.
So
Tina T says, Ian, let me ask you a question. So I'm waiting for this, but go ahead. Finish finish your butt plug story.
She put the dildo, as soon as it touched like the skin of my asshole, I said, oh, sorry, I can't do it.
You were
I can't
done?
Do it. I can't do it.
You were out?
I can't do it. I puckered up.
Was your ass lubed up?
No.
Oh, you're just should I go have? For it, huh?
Oh, you have experience.
No, I'm just...
Nothing. I don't know what was lubed up. I didn't look back there. I just didn't want it in my ass.
So you just bent over.
No, I was laying face down. I didn't bend over. That's gay.
So you're laying face down.
Face down, ass up. That's the way I like to fuck.
Oh, my God. You just said that.
Tina T wants to know if you suck dick, Ian.
Only when I was 5 and it was my cousin and I had no choice.
Well, there you go.
There's your answer. Truth.
All right. Dare.
Should I move on and not get...
No.
No, I'm asking you.
Ian always brought the asshole Lazarus. That's good. I'm going to have to use that for on stage now.
I feel like it's my job to delve into things on the show. Should I not delve?
What are you going to delve into?
To what?
Oh, that?
I didn't do it.
No.
Oh, the cousin coming?
Yeah.
Look, who hasn't sucked a cousin's dick when they were a kid? We all have.
Oh.
You didn't suck a dick when you were a kid? Wait, no. Just me? Okay. I guess I'm the weirdo.
Didn't call you a weirdo. Didn't call you that.
Wasn't wearing panties while I did it, if that's what you want to know.
I that really is all that matters. As long as you're wearing panties, then, all right, I get it. Okay, it's fine. It's all good. All right, so we have some stories to get to.
Tina C says, okay, sorry, so glad we brought the mood down. Tina T calls the show Anal Wave now.
Anal Wave.
Gay wave.
Well, speaking of dicks, we do have a...
that doesn't narrow it down for me.
The video thing.
Every story, dude.
Oh, that one?
Yeah.
It's not really a story. It's just a video.
Yeah, but there's a story that you could read...
No, it's not.
...while we show the video.
There's not. It's just a guy commenting on the story. Well, on the video.
Well, you could read his comments and we could mock him for...
I don't want to read his dumb comments.
Well...
Fine.
You know.
Fine. Bishop says he can make men's... Bishop says he can make men's penises larger by massaging them. I feel like this didn't get us off subject.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh. Well, Joe, but this is a touching story.
It wasn't just a guy.
Touching story, Joe.
Oh, God.
Oh, Christ.
By the way, Dan, he's reading the article. That's not him saying
that. That's really the article.
Oh, I thought you said that.
No.
Oh, thank God.
I wouldn't drum.
Clarify the headline. It's not just some guy.
It was a bishop.
He said bishop.
Oh, okay.
I was polishing the bishop.
Sorry.
Yeah, he makes men's penises larger by massaging them.
Okay. And how does this happen, Dan?
Well, he massages the penis.
Right.
And it gets larger.
Okay.
Bishop Daniel Obenim has claimed that he can make men's penises larger by massaging men's groins using his hands. He also said that he can make women's breasts larger by massaging them, too. That's a power a lot of men have. The penis one, the breast one, I don't know about.
Right.
While I'm skeptical of his claims to enlarge women's breasts by touching them, I have no doubt that he is able to enlarge men's penises by rubbing them. While the effects would be temporary, I can accept this claim as being true. You get to that video, Joe? I don't know that this power is exclusive to him, though. I would estimate that approximately half of all people have the ability to enlarge a penis by touching it and make use of that ability rather often.
Here's the video of this, Bishop.
Miracle.
The man of God.
Miracle worker.
Miracle worker, yes.
Working miracles. There's no sound, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, I would love sound.
Because I'd like to hear him blessing.
But this is...
The penis.
I mean, I think it's working because...
It looks Are you guys like, just watching gay porn?
It looks like a bunch of gay
guys... Oh, wait
guys
a minute, it's just gay porn, I'm sorry.
Just waiting to have their dicks rubbed and get home. Hold on. I don't think you could refute his claims, Dan. There's what?
I mean, he's...
Oh, this guy...
Looks like he's making them harder.
An extra big one. Yeah, okay.
Shaney says, I love you guys. I'm so vanilla compared to yous. No, we just talk about
it. It's all characters we play.
Yeah.
None of it's real.
Just,
Right.
Just an act. Joe has never shown
Day
his
four
penis.
Of...
Sorry. Oh. All right, then.
So, all right, where were you in the article? Because I want to know
There's
more.
No article. I just said it's a guy making bad jokes.
But there's got to be some story, like actual story behind this. Is there a link to it?
In a scene broadcast on his own channel, Open TV, the minister says, if you don't like the looks of any part of your body, come to me. What do you want that I can't offer? If you want big buttocks, I can do it for you. If you want big breasts, I can help.
But apparently this guy specializes in cocks. If you have a small
manhood, I can change them all when I come to the spiritual realm. I like big butts and I cannot lie. Who founded the International God's Way Church has been criticized for his controversial practices before. In August, he was filmed whipping teenagers while accusing them of being sexually promiscuous. Yeah, that's the gist of it. He just rubs dicks and makes them big.
What I'm watching is no different than any other, like, super evangelical...
He's just, instead of touching the forehead, he just...
Right, he just grabs the dick.
Yeah.
But it has the same effect. Nothing.
Makes the dick hard.
It's getting hard.
Nothing happens in the outcome, other than who knows how much money these African villagers spent on this blessing. But, yeah, other than the lost money... It's really no different outcome than a guy like Joel Osteen or whatever. Like you said, Dan, just tapping someone's forehead and then they have a seizure and fall on the floor. And
yeah, this one he just
cured.
Goes down low.
Yeah.
And they get a little tingle in their penis.
The best are the ones that make the congregation take their prescription medication out for serious illnesses and throw them up on stage.
Oh, is that the Church of Coletta?
I get it, because...
You like prescription.
Because I would take them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No. I mean, like, you know, non-narcotics.
Thanks for explaining the joke.
I felt like I needed to.
Thanks.
I felt like it would make your joke better.
That you should know what you should do when you go up on stage.
Go on Red Rhino.
In 6 or 7 months. Tell the joke and then explain it right after.
You see, because it's an abortion,
or
right?
Blame the audience for not laughing.
Oh, you guys are too uptight.
This joke's over your head.
You just don't get it. It's deep.
This kills everywhere else.
It's deep. Because she thought it was a shit, you see. Heather wants to know if he's
available to babysit.
Have you ever played that video of that guy speaking in tongues, losing his mind? Because that is some funny shit.
Fuck.
That correlates with this pretty well.
Did I put that in
I don't think you played that last week.
No,
right?
I know I didn't. Dan, did I put that in the doc?
Yeah, you did.
That
Preacher
shit,
checks his phone, moves right, and shit.
So fucking funny.
Ian, good call. That ties in. Yeah. All right. Check this out.
Can I get rid of this other article now?
Yeah, please do.
It's weird.
Get it away from me and all of us.
Staring at a hard cock.
All right.
No, it's making me all confused.
Ian, do you think there's a setup we should give, or...
Do you guys ever speak in tongues?
So this is a preacher. This is real. This is not like a skit. He's in the middle of one of those, you know, those, I guess, infomercial
sermon, right?
Things that you see, like, you know, send in your seed, plant your seed, sow it. You know, you send in like $20 and you get back a little ribbon
or
with,
prayer
like,
cloth
a
or
nickel
some shit.
And
yeah.
You, there's some little bottle of water that says it's holy, all that fucking nonsense. One of those jerk off guys. Con men, I like to call them. So, let me. I want to see. I might have to go full screen because I want you guys to see the... Hold on. All right.
Blame God. I pray, I pray, I pray, I pray. Healing, healing, healing. I pray, I pray, I pray. Deliverance, 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 deliverance. Yes, Lord.
Like
yes, Lord. 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 Karamosharadanda rabasha karabamanda diyasa. Yes, Lord, have your way, have your way, have your way, have your way.
Dude, I got 20, 20, 20. I want 20. I got 20 over there. I'm going to get 25. Can I get 25? 25 from the man in the back. 30. Can I get 30?
He's wearing a butt plug for the first time.
I think he forgot his line.
Maybe my girlfriend's pegging him.
Someone's wiping the table down. Why is someone wiping?
Oh, he's a Braves fan.
I just got that.
Nice.
Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God, touch this right now. Touch this situation.
Touch it, touch it, touch the situation.
It all ties in.
Touch my situation.
Touch the situation by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Who wants to touch my situation?
He just got out of jail.
By the anointing, by the anointing, by the anointing, by the anointing.
There we go. Back to the real stuff.
Oh, there's other things. He's checking his fucking Twitter while he's doing it. Well, he's like...
Well, Dan, I think, you know, you're poking fun at what obviously happened here. God was texting him.
Oh, God was texting him what to say next?
And you know, he got thrown off his jibber-jabber speaking in tongues thing and was just moaning at the excitement of God texting him. And I think he came.
Came on God's face.
Yes.
God wanted it. You have to ask God first.
As long as...
May I come on your face?
As long as consensual with God, then yeah.
I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming.
Beggars in the chat is still...
What?
I was referencing your...
Kill him?
No, I don't think he was referring to that one.
No.
Oh.
She says, I've dated guys who were molested and really messed them up. Thanks for sharing. It's no laughing matter.
You want to date one more?
All right. Match game.
It's, what's your Twitter handle?
She's not picking up on any of my, she's just ignoring all my hitting on attempts.
The Joe Show.
I think.
Ian will send you a cock if you ask.
Think about all the shit we say on the show. It would be hard for someone to pick out something and take it seriously.
I'm addressing her personally week after week with a straight face.
Okay.
Fair enough.
I guess if it wasn't clear before right now.
Well, I just made it weird.
I'm not trying to make
it
weird.
No, I made it weird. I always make it weird.
I have that knack, too, for myself. Mm. I get it. So I'm trying to help you
out. I call it Joe disease. I'm going to come on my own face in 5 minutes now.
Hot.
Well. So,
So next story is about a cock.
I never just cock stories. What are you talking about? Oh, yeah. Wait a minute.
Oh, there's more?
Always more cock.
Needs more Tia, cock.
The Lord can make you squirt.
That's good.
Balls on the chin going once, going twice.
Shaney. Who wants the balls in the chin, balls in the chin, who wants the balls in the chin? A little come in the face, come in the face, come in the face, come in the face in the back, come in the face, come in the face in the back. And come in the hair, come in the hair, come in the hair, come in the hair, and I'm done.
Lisa, I love Ian's dark humor. It's hard not to weird me out. That's a compliment, Ian.
What'd she say? I wasn't listening.
Ian, I think a lot of these girls like your...
My candor?
A lot of girls are turned on now that you've...
My candor? I'm damaged?
You've given up your dark past.
I'm damaged goods. To them.
Now they want to fix you.
I want to be fixed, one load at a time.
Oh, I'm going to fix you by coming on your mouth, coming on your face, coming on your titties. Hey, I'm going to fix you by coming on your ass. And gonna...
Perverted auctioneer, it's so great.
Oh, I'm going to come on your mouth, come on your face. Becker says her Twitter handle is Becker's. That's easy enough to find.
Invite to follow?
Yeah. No, Ian, she's just telling you for the fucking hell of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Worse than me.
Wow,
I know.
That's like first base.
Jesus All right. Christ, Ian. Just go to Twitter.
All right. Put in first base.
Put in her
Tina T
Twitter.
Says sexy Ian. See, look what happened. You give up a little trauma.
Do we know this person, Tina T?
Everyone's all about it.
Thank you.
And guess what, Tina T? Ian's going to come on your face, come on your eyes, come on your face. He's going to make you squirt. He's going to pump his arm in her.
He's going to let you peg him, peg him, peg him, peg him, peg him, peg him.
Go to fuck Joe, go to fuck Joe. Yes, Joe, fuck Joe once, fuck Joe twice. Joe fucks me three times.
He's not.
Sucking off the bellboy.
Bellboy. I wish that didn't really happen.
I wish you'd never
told the bellboy does, too.
Yeah.
Seriously, Ian, you're so dense.
How so? Explain.
She just gave you her Twitter handle.
Oh, and yeah, no, I'm just playing. No, part of my thing is being aloof. My game aloof. Is being the aloof guy. Like Leisure Suit Larry kind of thing. Like,
but
oh,
if you're like me, it's not a game.
You know what's
it's
funny
just
is,
how
yeah,
you are.
I did
get
that
it.
Too.
I get it.
I'll give someone a follow. I don't use Twitter very often.
Well, if you just go to Twitter at Cousin Joe Show.
Robbie Don't Care says she has pumpkin tits.
Who Ian's pumpkin Twitter tits? Handle is in the latest tweet I sent out at Cousin Joe's.
E-Rod Rogers.
Okay.
That is me.
So he wants to know if we're supposed to be rubbing our nipples right now or not. I mean, I know we
only if you send pictures. Otherwise, Ian, who gives a fuck?
Ian wants proof that you're rubbing your nipples. I got one nipple. I got one nipple. I got two nipples.
Okay.
Gotta beg me to peg me. That's good. Okay, I like these nicknames today.
Oh, Omega Wolf. Is this
Omega Wolf, that's the man.
If you weren't here earlier.
Oh, yeah, man.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
it's over there.
Really, where is it?
Oh, on the stage.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Woo! Thank you so much.
You got it.
On the stage. We were talking about earlier. We couldn't be more gracious and grateful. Grateful is what I meant, not both. This is what Omega Wolf sent us at our P.O. Box, which is P.O. Box 784, Ramsey, New Jersey. It's in the description.
He didn't give the zip code.
07-07-04-46. See, I thought he was going to send us some homemade moonshine. I was going to be scared to drink, but it's actually this very lovely sealed bottle of Old Smoky moonshine.
From Are you Tennessee. Sure he didn't seal it, though?
Well, no, it looks sealed.
He can't pay for a label?
That's tape. No. That's real scotch tape. He's not going to put that on there. Beckers, it's Cousin Dan. And Tina T says that she is Pumpkin Tits.
You're Pumpkin Tits?
She hopes no one tried to steal her name. She is Pumpkin Tits.
Well, it is October.
Tia has the clamps on and nothing's happening yet. Well, just listen back to the last half hour.
Beckers says, I promise not to peg you, Ian.
I really I appreciate that. I've been through a lot,
but
Beckers.
But Ian will do it. If it makes you happy. If it makes you happy.
It's going in my ass.
Wow. All right.
If it makes, he won't shit that bad.
Oh, who wants to try some of this?
I guess if you do, I do. I have to drive home.
I'm just going to have a sip.
I'll take a sip.
All right.
Off your dick.
I can't. Oh, damn.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Jesus fuck.
Go ahead. You have a bed here. You're fine.
What is this?
Stage, dude.
God, I love you. 64%, 128 proof. If you couldn't do the math,
that is a lot of proof.
Right, on those bottles, Joe. Don't even say not to take with alcohol. Just curious.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We gotta finish this, Joe, with you frothing at the mouth.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm not saving anybody. I have pizza to get.
Yeah,
you're gonna have a sip.
I'll take a sip.
Right. Ian will give you dick to mouth resuscitation.
Fair.
You feeling it?
That's,
it's got some kick.
Jesus Christ, yeah. I want to throw up smelling it. Oh, Christ.
Just take a sip.
I'm not
sure. Stop smelling it. Just take a sip.
Oh!
I can't, man.
You
I
have
drive.
To. I did.
Can't.
It's really, it's actually.
It's fucking hard. It's so fucking
Dude,
hard.
Dude, it smells like magic marker.
I know, and it tastes like it too, but for moonshine, it's really, it's
I
not.
Guess we're all Frozen
Agent says this will be just like when Joe did Salvia on air.
Oh my God.
I remember that. I still have that video, by the way.
Yeah, that's out there.
Oof.
It's,
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Tina T says, fuck now or blow each other, please.
What?
She thought the alcohol was going to do it.
What are you going to do for us, Tina T?
I was going to push it over.
What do we get? How do you entice us?
Again, Omega Wolf, thank you. This
old child support says, welcome to the final episode of the Cousin Joe Show.
I think it was a good run.
What does that tactical Discord mean? Did he even make a face? What the fuck, Joe? What?
I think you just took it like a man.
Yeah, no.
I did not.
I mean, it's not gross like cum. It's just alcohol.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It is. Totally not FBI. Fuck, please post that video.
I can send it to you. I found it at home when I was going through an old hard drive.
Yeah, can you send it to
you
me?
You want Salvia? Yeah.
Yeah, I'll post it tonight.
I remember. You were talking about, like...
This is when Royce was on the phone?
No, I don't think so. Well, maybe. But yeah. You were talking about being stuck in something, and, like, you were trying... You couldn't get out. It was
yeah.
fucking
I smoked
weird,
Salvia
man.
On the air years ago. And, yeah, Royce and Dutch were on Skype.
Both of them?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And they were... Yeah, just, I'll... If you don't...
I'll send it to you.
Yes, yeah,
you might have it. I'm sure you have it too.
I'm sure I do. But if you know where it is,
yeah, I found it recently,
and I'll post that on Twitter at Cousin Joe Show. Also, I never plugged this. The Facebook group. Just search Cousin Joe Show on Facebook.
Yeah.
I'll throw it in there too.
And if you have friends who like fucked up things to talk about, let them know about the show, man, because...
Yeah. Yeah, tell your friends.
Tell your friends all about it.
Spread the word.
Are we still
Tia
on?
Tia says never... Tia says, never ingest things we send you. We're legit insane. We watch the Cousin Joe show, for fuck's sake. That's a good point.
Fair enough, but it was sealed. And it's...
Static Voice says, Stavi is the highest he's ever been.
Mega Wolf, drink that and chase it with no water. With water, water, no hangover. Really? Wait, what was the highest? What?
Salvia.
Who said that?
JJ Stoner. No, sorry. Someone else.
Static Void.
Salvia. Static Void.
That's the highest. Dude, Static Void. What kind of fucking drug life are you leading where that's the highest you've gotten? Salvia. What are you doing with yourself? Have you not tried? I probably shouldn't continue. I'm just saying there's better drugs out there. Salvia.
Well, Mom Tech says you just took LSD, so that's good.
Just now?
That moonshine was dosed with LSD. The show's about to get real interesting in 10 minutes.
I hope that's not true, by the way.
No, the
I'd love it if that wasn't true.
The person that said that is not the one that sent it to us, Ian. Relax.
It had tape on it, Ian.
It was sealed.
You saw it.
And when I...
It was real tape.
When I opened it up, I did that pop of like a vacuum seal.
Yeah, that you can't get with LSD.
There's a lot of DIY stuff these days. People can just do it themselves.
They can't vacuum seal it themselves.
I can vacuum seal by 3 o'clock, dude.
Yeah. With nail polish?
With nail polish. Oh. You don't want to know how.
On the next episode, totally not FBI. On the next episode, Cousin Joe drinks ayahuasca with the elders and holds counsel with the DMT elves. Shit. Okay.
I'm a little tipsy, guys.
You had a sip.
No, with the wine, it's all adding up.
Becker says, please stay overnight, guys. We should do it. We do a nice overnight show.
I didn't bring pajamas.
Show. Not tonight. I'm saying to do a little sleepover show.
A
little sleepover show.
Slumber party show.
Yeah. We'll lay down and we'll kick our feetsies up in the air behind us and talk about boys.
Your dream. You've always wanted to do the show from the couch.
I did that when I did Ross and Jody's.
No, I mean here, though.
I know. I laid on the couch like... It was great. Got high and laid on a couch and did a podcast.
Shake, Sam. I got so high on mushrooms. Actually changed my life. I've only tried mushrooms twice. I loved it. It made me laugh.
Whitebot says, all-night pajama party stream.
It made me laugh incredibly hard for at least an hour, but...
Heather says, well, if you stay overnight, you all better get the fuck. You got to let it happen natural.
Well, listen.
No one is fucking each other here.
But let me add, a lot of these females that want it to happen should come join it, and that might help.
Ian.
That goes for Dan's girlfriend.
I was going to say, Ian.
She's like really.
She will too, though. That's the thing, right?
She's all about, you filleting me.
I get to watch her fillet you first. Then we can talk.
Oh, she's going to be even more into that idea.
Okay, well, then can we make it happen?
Oh boy!
I guess not.
Got a weird weekend coming up, don't I?
Just start with this.
It doesn't have to be this week. Oh boy,
Joe, you would want to watch that, Joe?
No.
Okay. Well, that's you.
I don't want anyone to be there.
Dan, you're too handsome. Don't fall asleep around Ian.
It is dangerous. It's a very dangerous thing to do. Teddy Spaghetti, don't send Joe refined opium tar. Once again, the P.O. box is P.O. box 784, Ramsey, New Jersey 07446.
Heather says it's not gay if ladies are there. That negates the whole point.
Yeah, but will they be naked?
She's saying she wants it to be gay, I think.
Miami Mill says, Dan, you found a keeper. I know. And Tina T says, I'm fucking someone, just saying.
So okay.
I guess if she comes out here, someone's
going to be. Hey, Tina T, where are you located?
Becker's is in Chicago.
Becker's in Chicago, so I'll be there soon.
Ian What's does up? Travel a lot.
I travel quite a bit.
He does work. Travel to different cities.
Mm-hmm.
Where he will gladly put something in his butt for you.
I mean, that's a stretch. No pun intended.
See what you did there.
Totally not FBI. Ian, it happened to me, so now I got to do it to you, Lazarus.
That's fair.
Wow.
Do one to others.
Teddy Spaghetti, I know what Joe's getting for Christmas.
Tina T's from CA, baby.
I'll be out there next week. I'll be in San Francisco next weekend. So if you're in Northern Cal, we can, you know.
Oh, boy. The many adventures of Ian Lazarus.
Well, we got to get out of here. I don't know what no, happened after. I remember us talking about stand-up, and then the rest of the show, I don't know what happened.
Then we drank the ayahuasca bucket, and now here we are.
Apparently, a lot of people want to see you guys fuck.
I hope everyone enjoyed it and had as much fun as we did. I don't. There were other things we're going to get to, but there's always next week.
Mm-hmm.
And we will see you next Thursday, right here.
Okay, Ian first.
Thank you guys.
Ian first, what? I don't know.
Mm. Thank you guys.
Very cryptic.
It's very cryptic.
Are we trying to sign off? I'm sorry.
Oh, we're trying to sign off now? Thanks, Joe. I'm sorry.
I'm just trying to wrap it up.
Oh, no. We're going to wrap it up then.
9 o'clock. And...
okay.
All right. Thank you, everyone.
Hey, what happened?
For the last hour, I don't know. Forever. I don't know. This was not planned. I mean, but that's what I love about the show. Most of it,
it's not planned.
We have plans, but we never get to them. We just go off on
TV. Our plans are the hope. We don't need the plans.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't need
those. Those are my favorite shows.
Yeah.
All right. Teddy Spaghetti, send Ian panties.
Yeah, send Ian your underpants.
Make him happy. All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for those of you who donated, streamlabs.com/Joe Coletta. Also, I think we're somehow still monetized on YouTube and you're allowed to super chat.
So now, yeah, my girlfriend said that she got an ad when she watched one of our videos, which is crazy.
Oh, that's weird. I should look into that. Get Adblock Plus.
No. I think the idea is that we want the ads because that's what monetizes us.
Yeah, do you know what we made? I checked right before you got here.
You don't have to tell me on air.
I want to tell you on air. Do you know what we made for last week's show?
What?
On YouTube alone?
What? Yeah.
Through ad revenue?
What?
68 cents.
The whole... Do I get part of it? Do I get 23 cents?
So, streamlabs.com/Joe.
Do I not get the 23 cents? You're not answering me.
We'll talk about it off the air.
Just saying, I have to buy a fucking microphone so I can do...
Right.
We can do drop shows.
I know.
Is drop show a real word?
No.
Did I make that
I just
up?
Went
drop
with it.
Show?
How do I say it smart like radio people do?
What?
Spontaneous show.
Spontaneous
pop-up show.
Pop-up shows.
That's how we say it in the biz, Dan.
In the biz. I haven't been in the biz. I don't know.
Well, that's what I'm here for.
I'm a comic who wandered into this place, and I'm stuck.
Miami MILF, by the way, before we go. Wait. Yeah. In capital letters, so we're waiting.
Wait, what are we waiting for, Miami MILF?
What's the link to helping girls squirt?
You know what? I'll have to... it was years ago.
Are you going
to
make a video, Ian? You should make your
who
own.
Who wants to make a video with me?
Well, will you tweet it out?
I'll try to find
you
it.
You should just have the video of like the girl's view,
like a GoPro.
Just like show, yeah.
No, she's not asking.
That's creepy.
For Ian's.
No, Ian should make.
She
one.
Wants the video that I used.
Right.
I'd have to find that, but just YouTube. Just YouTube. How to make a woman squirt. Girl might be creepy.
All right. Again, thank you guys so much.
I'm on strike till I get my 23 cents
for tuning in. We will see you next Thursday.
I don't even know that math is
right here. Thanks again, everybody. Have a good one.
Bye, guys. We're going to go fuck now.
No, we're not.
What?
Speak for yourself.